Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
There are those of us who absolutely understand that you all...
Never defeat the human spirit! No!
But if you can get through all that to explore what he's been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
Ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group et al.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edited him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you can no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You are living in epic history. Will you be someone that sits up there in the bleachers, or will you be the man or woman in the arena? I have chosen my place in the arena. We've seen great victories. We've seen great defeats. And now we know the enemy is truly evil as we knew they were. And now the battle is joined. 74 days left. Dan Rather, the famous fake newsman, just as bad as Ryan Williams, thinks we have no memory. And he says what Mueller knows, what Mueller knows, will make Cohen Manafort pale by comparison. Stay tuned, as Trump Organization could face criminal charges from the other swamp, the other head of the Hydra, Manhattan DA, as the establishment makes its move. All the giant crimes of Hillary, all the giant crimes of Obama, all the giant crimes of the globalist, all the giant crimes of communist China killing their political dissidents and Apple and their slave factories. But none of it matters, because Donald Trump legally and lawfully years ago gave some money to two women who thought he was going to marry him or whatever, at least with the case of the Playboy model. And then, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, it's so terrible. His lawyer was not paying taxes at a taxi cab company. He's pled guilty. And so because of that, we can't have the recovery. America can't be great again, because Trump isn't letting China have $900 billion of trade deficit against us every year, because Trump's actually standing up for us. He has to be removed. He said, how do you take somebody out who's done a good job? How do you do it? Ladies and gentlemen, you do it with lies and deceit. I have now learned from people what the New York Times, Washington Post, and others are doing. And it is unbelievable. I mean, look, we know they're evil. We know they're trained and bred to hate this country and to hate strength. But let me tell you, if there's ever any doubt about how evil these folks are, we've got the proof. Stay with us. Big transmission straight ahead.
I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
This is CNN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, we're getting close to 2 years of El Presidente being in office, a little over a year and a half, and you see the country coming back from the dead, but the Crypt Keepers, they're not about to let the country come back. It's theirs. It belongs to them. And the bureaucracy and the intelligence agencies and the corrupt bureaucrats. And so the swamp from D.C. and the swamp from New York and a double Hydra pincer attack are moving against the president. And we see the headlines, The Hill, Spiro Agnew lawyer, Trump should resign to keep Mueller from prosecuting his family. Oh, they're never going to give him any quarter. National Enquirer reportedly kept Trump hush money info in a safe. And now they've been given immunity to begin to roll on the president. Meanwhile, Dan Rather, what Mueller knows will make Cohen Manafort pale by comparison. What, like your fake George W. Bush Air National Guard records? Or maybe Brian Williams saying he got shot down a helicopter? Real clear politics there. Trump organization could face criminal charges from Manhattan DA. Yes. Yes, the cesspool of corruption, New York. And now they're trying to tie that in to local government and go after the president himself. And why does the president have immunity? Except from impeachment. That's the other branch of government. He has that because any little two-bit jurisdiction would then start engaging in witch hunt prosecutions against the political enemy. But I want to know why the Republicans don't ever act like this. And that's the big issue, is that you have dead to rights, the Clintons, Obama, Brennan, Clapper, lying to Congress. You have Benghazi. You have the looting of Haiti. You have the illegal servers. You have the $4 billion in the Clinton Foundation, Uranium One, Fast and Furious, the funding and founding of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. On and on and on. But Jeff Sessions will not move against it. And that's what Trump keeps asking that we're going to cover coming up in the next segment, is the way you just know there's complete, total, admitted, massive corruption. Obama got fined $374,000 for $84 million that wasn't accounted for right, and then millions and millions that they found that was definitely illegal. But, oh, you get a little fine from the campaign money. But then congressman from California buys a bunch of dinners for his staff and drinks and flies his daughter and pet rabbit around with him and buys him a couple thousand dollars in video games. Literally, some of the charges are for cheeseburgers. Campaign money. And the public's so dumb that it's Democrats. I see headlines. Well, he stole from taxpayers. Campaign finance money, when it's raised directly from donors, is not. Sure, low-level candidates get matching funds sometimes. That's different. So they conflate all this. It's just crazy to see the total and complete hypocrisy of all this. So know this. I told everybody, they're not waiting for 2020. They're not waiting for impeachment. They are going to target and prosecute Don Jr., which we broke 3 days ago, that is now in Esquire and other publications yesterday. And they are going to go after everyone in his organization and find something where somebody didn't pay taxes right, or the FBI interviews him and the FBI says they lied, so they get indicted, until enough people, namely the cabinet around Trump, get scared and agree to remove him so that they don't get indicted. If you looked at Brennan and Clapper and others last year, last October, they were on with Wolf Blitzer on the Aspen Institute's program. We played the clip here probably 100 times or more. And they said, don't worry, he'll be gone soon by December. That was last year. That was 9 months ago. He'll be gone. And they go, oh, impeachment? And they go, no, extrajudicial. So that doesn't even really mean 25th Amendment. I guess you could argue it's legislative, so it's 25th Amendment. Having the majority of his cabinet say, we believe he's insane. So this is pure mafia tactics by Mueller, by the Clintons, and all these people who themselves are in Russian companies and Chinese companies, who themselves deliver uranium on tarmacs, Mueller. The richness of this. Is incredible. It'd be like a judge having you in a jaywalking hearing, and the judge comes in with their mask on and a bag of cash and says, sorry, I just robbed a bank during lunch. Can the bailiffs help me with the cash? Now we're going to put you in jail for the jaywalking. Trump's ring of fire. Trump's ring of fire. National Enquirer boss has immunity in Cohen probe. And that means, oh, we're going to charge you, even though this isn't illegal, and a bunch of companies and groups do this, where they catch and kill these stories. People come with the story, they're wanting money anyways. Okay, here, you want the money? That's a transaction. They're the one blackmailing you. Is paying blackmail illegal? Not if you haven't committed a crime. It's only illegal if you're doing it to cover up a crime. And that's all admitted, and they've had the former heads of the Justice Department come out and say that, and they don't know what Sessions is doing. I can tell you what Sessions is doing. They came in and they intimidated him and they threatened him, and they did that day one. And he took that job, and he needs to be fired right now, and so does Mueller and every one of these people down 10, 15 deep, and there needs to be giant prosecutions of the deep state, and Trump has to move on these people, or politically, or they're going to go all out, ladies and gentlemen. But there are a lot of cowards in D.C. Not everybody's like Donald Trump. Very few are. All right, I'm going to go to break here in a moment. Please don't forget, we are running a new big special right now. 40% off our best-selling Nootropic Brain Force Plus. Now with 20% more in each bottle. It's an amazing product. And 40% off on Knockout as well, the amazing sleep aid that has 9 ingredients at the same price as a bottle of melatonin, has the same regular dose of melatonin with 8 other ingredients on top of that. The chamomile, the L-tryptophan, the valerian root. Look at all those thousands of 5-star reviews. 91% review. All high-quality organic. InfoWars Life Knockout. And it is really amazing. And it's all natural. And it really helps you get a deeper, healthy sleep. It's $17 right now. You cannot beat that deal. It's normally $29. So be sure and take advantage of that. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have some other specials as well. $19.95 Ultimate Bone Broth Formula with the amazing other ingredients in it that are just blowing people away. It's $19.95. That price is totally insane with the turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, and even more. No one can get close to that price, and funding us is vital. Thank you for your support. InfoWarsLive.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Coming up next segment, from the very folks that brought us the fake PPGate dossier, BuzzFeed, tech companies are gathering for a secret meeting to prepare a 2018 election strategy. They've already had these meetings. Tim Cook runs them. That's even leaked. And it's how to censor everyone. They're gathering at Twitter's headquarters in downtown San Francisco, according to an email obtained by BuzzFeed News. This is the strategy. Meanwhile, Facebook censors articles from conservative news outlets about Manafort and Cohen. They're making their move. And next segment, I'm going to break that down. So America, they're going to try to steal this election from you in front of God and country. And then once they've done that, Obama signed an executive order that Trump hasn't rescinded because he can't do everything. That's why they try to keep him isolated, to federalize all elections after this. And they're coming after InfoWars, so we won't be a voice to the people during all of this. But you already know what's going on. You already knew what happened. But these are dire straits for this country. Now, I'm going to give you the big secret right now. Trump made a secret bet. It turns out Trump is a gambler. That's right. Trump has a gambling problem. A really bad one. And I'm about to tell you about exclusively right now. You see, Trump is very, very stubborn. Trump is a loner when it comes to his ideas and what he stands for. He believes in himself. He listens to others, but he's an island unto himself, as many leaders are. And he believes in the underdog, and he believes in America. And he believes in pragmatic business, but he doesn't like seeing America for some globalist dominance game being put into a cultural prison, being demoralized, being made poor, being broken down. He sees it as a great asset. Just like he takes old buildings and rehabilitates them and turns them into beautiful new buildings, like his D.C. National Post Office. It's an amazing, beautiful hotel. Never been in a hotel with that type of beautiful architecture and the blue and the silver and the gold. It wasn't gaudy. It was very heavenly-like. Trump likes nice things. He likes you being happy. He likes seeing you successful. But he doesn't like big globalist alpha dogs trying to run his life or run your life. So he likes, like a real alpha, to take on other alphas, twisted alphas. And so Trump made a bet. He knew that with the tariffs being totally one-sided for 50 years, and he knew with the demoralization of the people, and he knew with the Federal Reserve doing all it could to suppress real growth and only giving big banks money and credit, he knew that if he could get in there and even partially right the ship, at least he thought, folks would say, oh my God, no matter the attacks, no matter what happens, we want this. This proves we were being artificially suppressed. So he got in, and before he even got into office, when he was president-elect, just the fact that the world knew that the whole globalist strategy wasn't being adopted like it had been before of shutting down America, the fact that America was open for business again, the fact that that was going on, the fact that that was unfolding, the fact that that was happening, meant all this investment rushed back in, because until the 60s, we were half the world's wealth, only 4% of the population. So Trump bet on America. He doesn't go betting at casinos that he owns. He doesn't go really betting on golf. It's well known that he's not a big wagerer. But when it comes to business and standing up to tyrants and buying Mar-a-Lago, where no Jews or no blacks were allowed, he thought, I'll buy this old thing that fell apart because he's dumbass racist. They all died. And I'll fix it up. I'll make it open to everybody. And he did. And I'll bring in black entertainers, you name it. And it's one of the most successful private clubs in the country. So, see, he bets on you because he bets on himself. But has Trump bet off something bigger than he can chew? The answer is up to you. What are you going to do? What am I going to do? I'm not going to abandon him when they've got the FBI and the New York Times, the Washington Post, literally trying to find ways to indict me right now. Even though I get threats people couldn't imagine every hour. And I'm not whining. I asked for this. Because, see, I'm just like Donald Trump. I am. I'm a maverick. I'm my own person. I don't like bullies and big tough guys, but I don't want to dominate little people. And I've got the sheepdog mentality. And I see our country and our world being bullied, and I see the left creating global racism against the West, and I see all this cold-blooded garbage going on, and I see in Trump somebody who sees the world just like I do, just through real eyes, and who tries to do the best he can to have a better world for everybody. And I see a patriot, and I see a real man, and I just ask, is America so far gone we don't deserve it? That question's up to you, but this isn't the election. This is 10 times more serious. This is do or die time. And the swamp from D.C. and New York and L.A. is making its move, and from Beijing and from Brussels, Belgium, is making its move on a real president. He's not perfect, but he's looking out for us. He believes in the stewardship. He believes his family name will be cemented forever above George Washington's. If he can defeat the globalists, turn America around, he is the alpha male of the planet. It's the challenge. He's got the money, he's got the women, he's got the power. He's not into kids like the other globalists. He wants to defeat the globalists. That's real leadership, and they know it, and it's why they're scared. Do we deserve that? I think it's up to us. Do we deserve it? Because you just got the real deal, folks. You just saw it. You saw Providence come back in. You saw it all. You're seeing the secret technologies, the cures and things being released. It's all about to happen. He's only gotten 5% done. If you'll just let him go all the way, it's going to be incredible. Planetary victory. I want victory for the planet. Close quote. I want victory for the planet. Globalists don't want that. They hate the planet. They hate you. They think you're ugly. See, Trump thinks he's beautiful. He thinks you're beautiful. He doesn't like seeing America treated like this. He doesn't believe in that. Watch live. Trump tells Sessions to look into Dem corruption. Here's the tweets where Trump gets into all of it and breaks it all down and how we've got this massive, incredible corruption in the Democratic Party that no one is doing anything about. Department of Justice will not be improperly influenced by political considerations. That's a close quote. Jeff, that's great. What everyone wants. So look into all the corruption of the other side, including deleted emails, Comey lies and leaks, Mueller conflicts, McCabe, Strzok, Page, FISA abuse, Christopher Steele and his phony and corrupt dossier, the Clinton Foundation, illegal servers of the Trump campaign, Russian collusion by Dems, and much more. Open up the papers and documents without redaction. Trump could do it. Come on, Jeff. You can do it. The country's waiting. The Russian witch hunt continues, and he goes on. Trump's betting on you. That's the secret. The secret casino's you. It's you. It's like in V for Vendetta. They said, why didn't you do something earlier? And V says, I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. and the night got deathly quiet. And his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
There'll be time enough for counting when the war is over.
Every gambler.
But make no mistake, what you're going to be counting is your children's future, you having dignity, you controlling your own life, you living in a quasi-free country with a quasi-free market system, because nothing's going to be perfect, instead of living in the nightmare globalist tyranny they're trying to set up. Now, if you read my letters to the president in the last month that got me banned off of major social media and major platforms, it's because, via other sources that the enemy actually knows, so I'm not giving away any secrets here, through the Pentagon, through the campaign, and there's some other ways I'm not going to mention, you on the campaign trail, you know, the listeners, all of you, we've been able to get key intel to the president. And we got the Mike Adams report that I commissioned out to him. We've gotten other information to him, and you now see him everywhere saying the main thing is the censorship. The big issue is the suppression of millions of Americans. In his new tweets, just yesterday and today. And so, yes, we are talking to the president through different systems, and I'll leave it at that. And by the way, we're talking to other folks. And there are a lot of people right now who the establishment thinks have been scared, who don't operate through kangaroo courts and corrupt Clinton, you know, FBI people, who are really looking very, very closely at the globalists and the Democrats and all the rest of it. Because there was that gamble that we could bring back prosperity and really turn on the engine of America and the bet of real equality and a unification president. That's what patriots in our government and in our some of our corporations thought. And that was the argument 5 years ago when the Pentagon, after Benghazi and after the creation of ISIS by Obama, and after it was discovered that Obama was funding the whole Arab Spring out of Kenya and out of Cairo, Egypt, the decision had been made to move on the globalists and their Chi-Com funders. And some other folks said, no, let us draft somebody. We got an idea, Donald Trump, and this is documented. And if we can just get the country back and even negotiate with the Chinese and not have a total shutdown and just get some basic concessions, we can turn the country back on, bring the country together instead of this nightmare race war plan that Hollywood and the Democrats and all the movies and all the propaganda had ready to go with. And so they went and found the extremely smart, extremely bullheaded, very stubborn Donald John Trump and briefed him on what he already knew from his father and everything else, his own experiences, and Trump said no. And then Melania Trump came to him while he was cogitating for 3-4 months in Scotland and said, you know, what you've told me is true. I see it. I think you should do this. And he said, well, they're going to bring up everything. They're going to attack you. They're going to do it all. And she said, you need to do it. Now, I was told that from people in the Pentagon. I was told that from Roger Stone. I was told that from others. Before it ever ended up in a Politico article, right after Trump got elected, it was an article, I think, how he did it or why he did it. And like most of what was in the article, it's crazy to read mainstream news and finally see truth. Because I read that and it was what I knew was true. And from conversations I'd had with Trump, it's things he'd said to me. Yeah, there it is, how he did it. And so he just decided to go with destiny. It's the ultimate gamble. And it's very fatalistic. He's going to go all the way. He's not going to stop. He's not going to plea bargain. He's not going to back down. They've got news articles everywhere saying you should step down. You know, you should resign now or we'll destroy your family. Trump is being told now in national news, you resign now or we'll put your son in prison. We broke that 3 days ago. Now it's mainstream news. Tomorrow's news today. Well, Trump already canvassed his family. And Donald Trump Jr. was for it. Eric Trump was for it. His wife was for it. They were all for it. And now there's no turning back. So, just like there's evil in the world, there's good in the world. And you know Trump's real by the way they're attacking him, and you know he's real by the way things are getting better when he's in office. And I can look 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 20 moves ahead. And if the globalists do this to Trump, I mean, the moves only get worse. It's like the globalists, I've noticed, only think of step one or two. And they always lie to themselves they can fix it. But they go down this road, I mean, Katie barred the door. You know, I was going to name this segment when we put it out on the internet. We're live right now on radio and TV on hundreds of stations. I was going to name it Democrats, you know, big tech caught meeting in secret to steal the election. But I'm going to do that next segment. I guess if you called this segment something, you know, the takeaway, it would be Democrats openly tell Trump, resign or we'll destroy your family. I mean, that's in The Hill, that's in the Associated Press, that's everywhere. I mean, here are the headlines. Spiro Agnew lawyer, Trump should resign to keep Mueller from prosecuting his family. Shouldn't America be angry about that? Prosecute the family about a lie to the FBI, which isn't even proven, about a meeting to get dirt on Hillary? When they're in bed with the Russians and the Chi-Coms, everybody else. I mean, oh my God, you know, take care of your family. Sell out to us. But that sells your whole family out and the human family out doing that. National Enquirer boss has immunity in Cohen probe. That means they're going to charge them unless they make stuff about Trump. Trump organization could face criminal charges from Manhattan DA. They're now giving immunity to the head of the Trump organization. This is the mafia. I don't mean the Italian mafia. The Italian mafia got destroyed because it kind of challenged the real mafia. This is the real white shoe boy mafia. The Standard Oil. I mean, you look at Mueller. You understand Mueller is so rich that his wealth isn't even known. The heads of Standard Oil, the heads of giant railroads, just all of them. It's all he is a fusion of all the robber barons into him. That Robert Mueller is them. I mean, I went and looked at his genealogy. I knew about this, but I spent an hour on his known genealogy yesterday. He literally is related to heads of five railroads who would just out west mow down whole towns if they didn't give them what they wanted. I mean, he is a genetic psychopath. Money laundering, everything. Every crime you can imagine, it's him. Good God help us. Anyways, the threat to the Trump family right now, as we first told you, it's all confirmed. How mafioso is that? Will America put up with this? The secret meeting is straight ahead. Infowars.com. Spread that link.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We have some just incredibly important news. It's so transparent. It's so tyrannical. It's so over the top. I don't even have words to describe it right now. And it's why they silenced us and kicked us off almost every major platform just 2 weeks ago, is because they're getting ready to steal the 2018 election. Now, I've known, it's even come out in the New York Times, that Tim Cook has Sunday meetings with the other heads of big tech companies over the phone to try to coordinate their monopolistic cartel. And back in the old days, they broke up oil companies for being cartels. That's illegal in this country. But now from BuzzFeed, who again is the establishment mouthpiece, so they get these little tidbits, tech companies are gathering for a secret meeting to prepare for the 2018 election strategy. Now, this came out this morning. They're meeting currently on Friday as we speak. And what have I pointed out to the president? It's collusion by big tech. And what else did I point out? How insane it is that even though it violates the Sherman Antitrust Act, even though it's racketeering, they admit in Media Matters' own documents that Media Matters, funded mainly by George Soros, meets with the heads of tech and has interfaces into everything you do on YouTube, Google, iPhone, everything, and tracks and traces and then reads your private messages and then controls what you say and what you do. And their job is, quote, suppressing and shutting down Fox News, conservatives, InfoWars, everybody. This is organized crime. But they believe they control the Justice Department, and so they believe they're protected. And Trump is up against this cabal. So here's the huge news. Here is the ultimate news. The Democrats and the globalists and the offshore banks and others that fund them are so incredibly arrogant that they can have three Democrat top senators call for all conservatives to be banned after I was banned and call for the end of the First Amendment and sell it like it's a great idea. And then they can meet in collusion to have 25-plus companies ban us in one day, 2 weeks ago. Clear market collusion, you name it. I have my top law firm's own analysis of it, open and shut illegal. And then now they even tell their pet fake Russia dossier publication, BuzzFeed, that they're meeting in secret as we speak to decide to coordinate how to censor everybody because they got to do it across platforms to be successful. The real threat isn't Russia. It's China and it's the big tech companies who've colluded with China who are doing this openly like you're a bunch of idiots. Look at this. Representatives from a host of the biggest U.S. tech companies, including Facebook and Twitter, have reached a private meeting and have scheduled it for Friday to share their tactics in preparation for the 2018 midterm elections. So they're just hiding it in plain view, the collusion. Last week, Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy, Nathaniel Gletcher, invited employees from a dozen companies, including Google, Microsoft, and Snapchat, all the ones that banned us, to gather at Twitter's headquarters in downtown San Francisco, according to an email obtained by Buzzkill News. That's BuzzFeed. As I've mentioned to several of you over the last few weeks, we have been looking to scheduling a fellow and a follow-up discussion to our industry conversation about information operations. Information operations, that's against America. Election protection, that means letting the globalists stay in power, stealing the election, and the work we are all doing to tackle these challenges, he wrote. You know, I'm going to stop right there because I've got a guest coming up. I'm going to cancel them. This is too important because I'm going to do this without graphics or anything when I come back. I'm going to do this in a focused way here on air because this is the biggest thing ever to hit this country. And so we'll have to move the South African farmers to a little bit later. If they can't make it, that's fine. And you know, all the rest of it that's coming up. So that's just the way it is. Because I'm going to have a focused broadcast here on air with these subjects covered, or I'm going to not do the show. That's just how it works. Because everybody's in a punch-drunk situation in this country, not realizing what we're facing or what we're dealing with or where we've gotten to. It's that simple. I mean, you've got big tech. All the companies together is like $5 trillion. The ones that banned me the first day were 2.4, the next day another trillion, so 3.3 trillion, 3.4 trillion. And these are total monopolies, out of control, spying on you, shelling your data, stealing elections, and Congress is sitting there drooling like they've been given lobotomies. And they've got all these corrupt organizations and groups trying to indict the president and his family, when they've got corruption a trillion times worse than even what they claim, and it's insane. And the average leftist is all charred up and charged up and ready for war against you and your family because they're losers and their whole identity is about controlling you and your family. So, I'm going to explain this again. Big tech companies are meeting in secret right now. And they admit they're planning to steal the election. And you say, why are they so? Because it's a hidden in plain view. They know we got reports of the president. They know he's aware of this. They know he was making comments. They know he's involved. They know for whatever reason, Twitter didn't go along. So they think maybe Dorsey's really talking to the president. So they all then want to come meet with them. All the folks that have already banned me, and that means you, in secret. This isn't Netflix dramas. This isn't Netflix movies. This isn't some James Bond movie. This is the real world, people. It's the real one. Or a Nazi collaborator that's overthrown countless countries thinks he's better than you, George Soros, and thinks he's got you. So, I'll come back next hour. And I'll do my best to raise the alarm here. It's just as best I can. And I'm going to straight shoot you on this, but I'm going to explain again. I'm not that important. Hillary thought I was weak because they could take me out of context. They ran $18 million of ads against Trump with using me, and their own study showed it made people vote more for Trump because they wanted something avant-garde. Then they went, oh, my God, we built Jones up, which they didn't really build me up that big, only in their own minds. It's all niche audiences anyways. So then they built me up even bigger, and now they've built me up where I'm as big as Trump in most of these. I mean, we're talking thousands of articles a day, and I don't want to be as big as Trump. He's in the crucible. He's in the crosshairs, and now they believe I'm like Godzilla attacking Tokyo, and then now it's gone into total cuckoo land because it's their existential hatred of America and of alpha male and of chivalry and of being honest and of being decent, and they don't know what to do. So they think if they can destroy me, somehow they can kill the spirit of America when I'm only a manifestation of that. And I describe mainstream media that no one watches like a burning wrecked car that rebels use to drive into a castle wall. I mean, none of it makes sense what they're doing. It's all just existential. They think they're dying because their only identity is squatting on America. And I've got a bunch of guests coming up about that, so we're going to cover it all in the next hour. But they're meeting in secret about how they're going to collude. They're already censoring massively. It's how to respond to the president. And is he awake? And what's going on? And how can he strike back? And what are they going to do? Because they've been threatened by Senator Warner and others that you'll destroy Trump, or when we take over, we will nationalize you. He said that. So they rolled over because Trump wouldn't threaten them. They were being threatened by the Chi-Coms and Warner and Hollywood, so they rolled over. Now Trump woke up, so they're saying, what do we do? Who do we roll over to? We need leadership. Roll over to free speech. Roll over to an Internet Bill of Rights. Roll over to not being influenced, and unless it's illegal, let it be. That's what you roll over to, Twitter and Google. But you're a bunch of punk asses that want to keep your $50 billion apiece so you can all candy ass around. It was the freedom that gave you all the wealth. Speaking of that, the enemy wants to cut our funding off to destroy us. We've got huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got ultimate bone broth formula that is beyond any whey, beyond any protein, beyond anything. The essence of the bones, the organic chicken bones, and then a bunch of other amazing products at high level. Turmeric root, you know how great that is. Chaga mushroom, amazing. Bee pollen, incredible. Goji berry, alfalfa, herb powder, over the top, and even more. And it's $19.95. That's about what it cost. But the point is that I want you to try it and see how amazing it is. Mix it with your smoothies, spirulina, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com, $19.95 for a limited time. We've got Ultimate Female Force, our newest product, the female version of Alpha Power for men. There's no reviews yet for Ultimate Bone Broth that just came out this week, but the old version of it had thousands of five-star reviews. If you don't fund us, we'll be shut down. If you fund us, we go to the next level. Thank you all. We'll be back.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, coming up, I'm going to lay it all out. Tech giants are meeting right now in secret in their own emails about how to carry out information warfare against you and your families. And they're so criminal, they're so committed, they're so out of control, they even admit they're doing it. I mean, it is just amazing. That's coming up next segment. Then we have a leader of a major group of the Afrikaners who are being exterminated and having their land taken by the communists. That is all coming up at about 15 after. But first, let's go ahead and go to this report on Tucker Carlson defending the First Amendment.
As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
Because it looks like his website InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday. Yep.
Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly.
Well, it's easy to dismiss concerns about big tech's actions, all coordinated, it seems, to shut down Jones, because, of course, he's the media's poster child for conspiracy theories.
Court hearings will resume today in lawsuits against radio host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
From InfoWars.
Yeah. Now, I know we're supposed to think that Alex Jones is way more radical than, like, Bill Maher, Michelle Wolf, or Rosie O'Donnell, but he's got a point of view, and CNN is trying to squelch his point of view.
Did Twitter make mistakes around Alex Jones and InfoWars?
At the time, we did not receive reports that we felt we could take any action on that violated on our terms of service. Your colleagues at CNN pointed out a number of them. We took action on one, and then we noticed that all the others, likely because they were made known to Alex Jones and InfoWars, were being deleted.
But this isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom and our access to information from the sources we as individuals trust and like.
The left, which seeks to crush anything it can't control, applauded the news.
I think Alex Jones is disgusting. I think the things he says are awful. He makes me physically sick. With that being said, he does have the ear of the president, and he has 6 million people that listen to him, and I would like people out there to know that there is a segment of the population that's drawn to this. We have a problem in this country, and I would like him to be exposed.
Alex Jones promotes conspiracy theories and foments hatred of media.
I don't like giving people like Alex Jones a platform.
He's one of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Yesterday, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Spotify all erased most of the posts and videos on their services from Alex Jones. So, if they're gone, they're out of there.
Why are the most powerful companies in the world suddenly so threatened by an independent radio show host in Texas that they're willing to lose business in order to make him shut up?
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
And Jones is hardly their only target, that's for sure. Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censored our free speech, and shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
Alex Jones, who is not my friend and who tells crazy lies about me, is thrown off Twitter, I think, and Facebook and a few other platforms. I think he's going to...
Thank God!
Well, if you're a liberal, you're supposed to be for free speech. That's free speech for the speech you hate. That's what free speech means.
Our establishment crushes dissent not because our establishment is strong, but because it is weak and afraid.
They're the ones in control, and they're the ultimate censors at universities, the media, everywhere. They're monsters. And now they want you completely banned from all new forms of digital communication.
Elites aren't afraid of what Alex Jones says, Krieger writes. They're terrified that it's popular. Trump didn't divide American society. Alex Jones didn't cause our widespread and, by the way, justified distrust in institutions. Elites did that. Trump's election and Alex Jones's popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo. People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that.
Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So the arrogant New York Times, the narcissistic, psychotic CNN, the mentally ill, America-hating MSNBC. They all had a plan. Hillary, they said, the New York Times, according to their special algorithm, had a 98% chance of winning until Election Day. And now, America's coming back. The economy's coming back. The one-sidedness of globalism and fraudulent trade deals selling off American power has become clear that America in the 1960s was 4% of the world's population. 96% lived outside our borders. And we had over half the wealth, about 55% of it, because we had the only big middle class in the world. And the globalists said, we'll parlay that into a new corporate empire. We, with tariffs and other systems, will slowly shut down America, transfer the power to authoritarian dictatorships, become fabulously rich, and then finally America, when we give them the terms of surrender, won't even know who they are, and we'll conquer them in the end. But along came InfoWars. Along came Matt Drudge. Along came Donald Trump. Along you came. And things didn't go the way they wanted. I'm about to cover the most insanely transparent, disgusting evil you've ever seen. What does Senator Warner and Senator Wyden and Senator Murphy, what do they do when they're in these different meetings and when they put out these press releases saying, we want Alex Jones shut down. We want Trump shut down. They're Russian agents. No judge, no jury, no indictment, no proof. They're the ones giving the uranium to the Russians. They're the ones that are anti-American. They're the ones in the Democratic Party that say, America was never great. America was never great. And America will never be great. I am Cuomo Aiteto. But they look at us that bleed red, white, and blue and tell us we're the enemy because they're the globalists. So what's really going on here? Here's a Zero Hedge article from 2 years ago. Obama quietly signs the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law, an executive order, hundreds of millions of dollars, to have the CIA basically run the Board of Governors of the FCC, not the FCC board, but the Board of Governors, and to declare independent media, nationalist media as Russian, to be shut down. That's federal law. Trump needs to sign an executive order blocking that, and we're advising him of that right now. Then it continues. Trump slams censorship. Social media giants are silencing millions of people after he said it was wrong that I was banned and that CNN's the real fake news. And who you should watch is those that claim they're the gatekeeper or the judge, jury, and executioner over that. Social media giants are silencing millions of people. Can't do this, even if it means we must continue to hear fake news like CNN, who says he's trying to shut them down. No, they lobby to have us shut down and others shut down, whose ratings have suffered gravely. People have to figure out what is real and what is not without censorship. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. People tune in every once in a while to see what's happening, but in general, no one watches this. The article's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Now, that takes us to the big enchilada right now. This is out of BuzzFeed, the little lapdog of the establishment, the fake news kings. I mean, the whole world of fake news, they are the cutting edge. They are the vanguard. Tech companies are gathering for a secret meeting to prepare a 2018 election strategy. They're meeting this Friday at Twitter headquarters in S-hole city San Francisco with the feces lining the streets and the heroin addicts everywhere. They are meeting there in their heaven. And they're admittedly in the article saying, we've got Russians hitting us. And they list the Democrats saying it. So we've got to work to stop the Russians. Wink, wink. And that means anybody promoting Trump, anybody promoting our military, anybody promoting the Second Amendment. And they go through it saying, we haven't really had meetings before, which they've all been colluding. So they're now just going, oh my God, we got caught colluding. Trump's after us for Sherman antitrust stuff. It's all coming out. We did this. What, you know, Jones has got them all the documents. Jones's law firms. What do we do? We'll just have a big meeting and say it's our first meeting. So all of this is just complete disinformation. Tim Cook, every Sunday, they leaked this years ago, even in the Washington Post, New York Times. And he kind of holds court over Google and Facebook and all the rest of them. And so Twitter, you know, is the holdout on erasing Alex Jones. So, oh, they get the big meeting. The whole thing's scripted. and it goes over it with all these big groups colluding, deciding how to protect the election. That means how to make sure the Democrats get in, which they've already been doing. They're banning. I've got hundreds and hundreds of articles a day. I can't even track of just every libertarian, every conservative, every Christian group, Pat Buchanan, Gavin McGinnis, Prager University, Matt Drudge being shadow banned on Twitter where none of his tweets would go through. That was 6 months ago. It's everywhere. But again, we're all Ruskies. Facebook censors articles from conservative outlets about Manafort and Cohen. Mainline sites from the New York Post are now being blocked. The Washington Times is now being blocked. Everything's being blocked because we're not allowed to have a voice because this is the coup. This is the digital coup. So here's the article. It's up on Infowars.com. Tech companies are gathering for a secret meeting. Remember I talk about secret meetings, Bilderberg? Oh, no corporations meet in secret. That's illegal. That violates the Sherman Antitrust Act, 1906. Teddy Roosevelt, the Rough Riders. Why? But see, now it's, oh, BuzzFeed tells you, but it's no big deal. Yeah, you know, BuzzFeed and Salon promote sex with children and stuff, but that's okay too. So does HBO. It's kind of the same thing. Like, yeah, there's a secret meeting. Yeah, it's all the big companies. Yeah, they're talking about how to work on the election because they're all scared because Trump says he may move against him. He's already gone with the Fair Housing Act against Facebook that tracks what race you are, what your sexual proclivity is, all this stuff to then decide what to pitch you and how much to charge you. But Trump needs to do a lot more with executive orders, you name it, because the fight to steal the election from the president is now, and the fight to steal it from you is now. Representatives from a host of the biggest U.S. tech companies, including Facebook, Twitter, have scheduled a private meeting for Friday to share their tactics in preparation, which they've already done, 2.5 months, 74, 73 days out. Now, it gets really telling around here. Last week, Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy, Nathaniel Gleischer, invited employees from a dozen companies, including Google, Microsoft, Snapchat, to gather at Twitter's headquarters in downtown San Francisco, according to an email obtained by BuzzFeed. Quote, as I've mentioned to several of you over the last few weeks, we have been looking to schedule a follow-on discussion. Oh, they already had a follow. They had one before. Because later they say it's the first. To our industry conversation about information operation. Information warfare. That's the... Election protection. Oh, that means give it to the Democrats. Letting Hillary get the questions beforehand. Saying she went in all the polls. And the work we are all doing to tackle these challenges. That means the American, the bitter clinger, the gun owner, the Christian, their food, the alpha male. They wrote, the meeting, the Facebook official wrote, will have a three-part agenda. Each company will present the work they've been doing to counter the American people with information operations. There will be a discussion period for problems each company faces and tactics they've learned to suppress the people. And to talk about whether such meetings should become a regular occurrence. Yes, you've got to openly merge all the corporations in every decision together as if it isn't already going on. You've got to get the CIA and the globalists embedded in all these together right there at point blank range. And part of that is the whole media working together to shut us down. And they go to Robert Mueller's office and how he needs them to fight Russians. Oh, Mueller. Oh, yes. Fight the Ruskies. Can't let America become great again. Oh, my gosh. We're out of time. We've got a South African farmer, one of the leaders of the groups, warning what was coming. It's now happened. That's coming up. Just please remember, without you sharing the videos at Infowars.com, without you sharing the articles, without you telling folks about the local AM and FM stations and TV stations, how you're listening, the enemy will win. I'm betting on you, just like President Trump is. But go to Infowars.com/show. Sign up for the free podcast, the free newsletter, and tell everybody you know to do it. This is the verboten info. This is the Streisand effect.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever. But you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Trump warned that South Africa would implode in 2013. And boy, has he been right. Doesn't mean we're defending apartheid. Doesn't mean we're defending Muammar Gaddafi in the north. But he was stabilizing much of the area. As soon as he was taken out, everything around it is collapsing. And it's so, you know, whether it was Gaddafi's system or South African system, it's very, very sad. And Simon Roche is one of the leaders of the movement that has been pointing out that the major political parties, both the ANC and others, were moving in a big way towards exterminating all the whites and taking their land. And that was their political campaign platforms. And we're going to play some of those videos coming up. But now you've had the president and the deputy come out and say, we're going to start taking the land. They tried. Local police would not carry it out, at least in some areas. You have killings every day going on. You have Africa imploding all over the place. You have the numbers 100 million now, reportedly, according to our South African sources, from 50 million in the census. So Africa's collapsing to the north into Europe. It's collapsing into the south. And Simon Roche runs a super high-tech organization in modern farming. When I said they're like Amish, reading books about it, talking to other folks, they're out in the middle of the country. They work really hard. They're Christians. You know, they're praying every couple hours. And they're not living in fancy surroundings. I see that as like Mennonites or like Amish light. But he pointed out to me off air that, you know, we're not really an Amish sect, which is true. That comes out of Switzerland. They're from the Netherlands. But they've been there 400 years. And I've looked at the history books. There was almost no one down there. As soon as they made everything green, all these big tribes moved down to be around the money and around the success, which is fine. Then the British invaded to take it over. But this is all history. And it looks like the British today are the ones manipulating because they want a failed state like the Chinese do to not have any industry or any life, just come in and extract things. We'll talk big picture coming up. We'll look at the close in here in just a little while. But I saw articles where, out of the major Canadian broadcasters and the U.S. broadcasters, South Africa leader fact checks Trump on white farmers' tweet. They don't show the video. They just say, he fact checks them. When you actually see what Julius said, Malema said, he said, yeah, we're going to kill you. Yeah, we're going to take your land. We're going to play what he said in English. So our own media, the British government and others, are saying, yes, take the white farmers' land. But I just saw a video we'll show next segment of Zimbabwe, where they killed all the farmers who drove them out. Now that dictatorship's out for decades, the blacks are hugging the whites and begging them to come back. And what are they begging to come back? The Christianity, ladies and gentlemen. There it is, Zimbabwe farmers coming back. This is what folks think after they've been gone for a while. So that's the breakdown. He's with us the rest of the hour. It's SUID Landers, SUIDlanders.org. Simon Roche is head of the office of the headquarters of the world's largest non-state civil defense organization, Southlanders of South Africa, once an ANC activist. He now works tirelessly to prepare for impending catastrophe in the Rainbow Nation. He also lives in Johannesburg and is the proud father of many children. And he's predicted all of this here on the broadcast last year, this year, March 1st. It's all happened. So why don't you, for people this segment, I appreciate you joining us, give people the big view of what's really going on in South Africa versus Hollywood, who the players are. From what I've read, the fact that most African tribes want you there, but the communists don't, explain what's going on.
The big picture, Alex, is that South Africa has had multiracial democracy for about 24 years. And in that period, there has been a steady decline of many facets of the country. And it's now reached the point where the government is saying that it is going to expropriate white and owned land without compensation on the false basis that the land was stolen. Our president has made it clear that we have to rectify the original sin of South Africa, completely overlooking those portions of land that were uninhabited, as proven by white and black historians alike, overlooking the fact that the west of the Great Fish River of South Africa, approximately 40% of the country, had never seen a black settlement in any way, shape, or form ever by the time that the whites and blacks met.
And that's because populations mainly lived on the sea, and everywhere in the world.
Yeah, exactly, the sea and towards the north. Our country is sort of strangely shaped. So if I speak about north and west, it's kind of the equivalent of south and north. The reality, the actual reality is this, that much of that land was bought. Let's not even talk about rights of conquest, which is recognized by all black tribes in Africa. There is no dispute over the land that was taken from the Hottentot and Khoi people, the Bushmen and the Hottentot people. There is no dispute over that. There's no dispute over the land that the Zulus took from the Xhosas. There's no dispute over the land taken by the Matabele. It's only land that whites might have taken, and in many cases, it was never taken. It was either not occupied or it was obtained by treaty in those cases. So we're in a crisis now where the ANC said, well, right, we're going to take the land. This is our intention. This is our plan. But what we'll do, because we're Democrats, good people, we're going to hold a kind of a national referendum. We'll permit people to write in from all over South Africa and tell us their opinions, and we'll stage a roadshow in across the country. And people can come and address the members of our parliament directly and tell them what they think about it. And the two processes were not directly in parallel. They overlap.
So that's like when our own government says, we're going to ban this, but we're going to let you make comment, but they do what they want.
Right. 600 of the 700,000 written responses were opposed to the taking of the land. So the government probably said, well, we'll have to reopen that process. And they issued an instruction to their members, the African National Congress Party members, this time you better all write in, send faxes, emails, do whatever you've got to do.
So let's be clear, the vast majority of the black and minority white members did the right thing and said, don't take people's land, but the party wants it.
The party wants the land for itself. Everybody must get used to one thing right from the beginning. There is not enough land to keep people happy. You can't give 50 million people 30,000 farms. That's not maths. So who's going to get the farms? And as it is, I'd like to add one other thing. There is the fallacy that the 8.5% white population of South Africa owns 90% of the land or whatever you like. It's a complete fiction. To give you one example, and I could give you many, we'd be here all night. In the province of KwaZulu-Natal, the Zulu people as a nation do own and have always owned 32% of the province. There was never a case of 10% of the people owning 90% of the land. It is simply a fallacy. I'll tell you something that you might find interesting. The New York Times contacted me yesterday for an interview. We did an interview. They asked me about the trip to the USA last year. They asked me who we saw and so on. I said to them, well, you know, we saw some good people. Some people were not really our cup of tea. And they said, well, give us an example of somebody that you didn't like. I said, Dr. David Duke. Do you know how they reported it this morning? They said, we met Dr. David Duke. Completely overlooking the fact. So this narrative.
Stay there. I know. No, I know. The New York Times is calling people asking if I'm grabbing men's butts at the office. I mean, it is just because they go, wait, he's a Christian conservative. If we can say he grabs men's butts, maybe his supporters won't support him. You know, it's funny that Simon Roche of Southlanders, SUIDlanders.org, one of the main leaders there of the farmer groups, brought the New York Times. I mean, I know the New York Times is bad for a long time, but I've had, let me not exaggerate, six people call me the last week, some of which I haven't seen in years. And they've called like first cousins, second cousins, you name it. And they say, we hear Alex Jones grabs men and fondles them around the office. And the people say, no, we've never seen him fondle anybody, not a woman, not a man. But that goes back to that fake EEOC complaint where the person said, who the Daily Mail admits they paid, by the way, said, well, he never asked me out, but I felt like he was grooming me for gay sex. So telepathically now, this is going on. And I later learned from other people involved that the lawyers are sitting around and they're like, wait, people don't care about an employment problem. Let's say, what'll hurt a conservative? They go, oh, let's say he's gay, which we're not even anti, we're not attacking anybody here. So that's what I'm getting at is, he brings up the New York Times. He's like, I don't like David Duke when I was in America. That turns into Simon Roche loves David Duke. This is the murdering of the truth. That's why at this point, used to, I might talk to a reporter a little bit, because at least they get some of what you said. No. You could tell them the sky is blue, they'll say it's red. You cannot talk to them. They use it as the cover for their lie. And you have to understand, folks, they're going for broke. But Simon, I want to get into the current state, Trump coming out. We've got who the different players are in South Africa and how this always follows the same path. Please continue.
Yeah, very simply, the ruling party is the African National Congress of Nelson Mandela. They've been in power for 24 years solid. We have an election coming up next year in 2019. Their lapdog, the party that they have founded to occupy the political territory that they had to concede for world opinion. The African National Congress couldn't be seen to be Marxist or openly Marxist. They found a party called the Economic Freedom Fighters. This party is ostensibly at loggerheads with them, always shouting, fighting, arguing, condemning, and criticizing. But actually, they're implementing or the driving force behind the implementation of certain written, recorded African National Congress policies in their, what they call their National Democratic Revolution documents. The ANC wants a National Democratic Revolution, a socialist revolution. They can't be seen to be the ones doing it, so they found a party of firebrands, and these guys are saying, we've got to do this. The ANC then says, well, look, we probably should. You know, the poor blacks don't have any land. The whites have got everything, and we've got an election coming up. So it's chaos here at the moment. The value of our currency has plunged. There are more than 19,000 of just 45,000 commercial farming units. 19,000 farms for sale right now in South Africa. Some farmers are not planting crops. Other farmers are trimming down their stock, their livestock herds. Other farmers are renting. I spend a lot of time with farmers. I know this well. Other farmers are renting equipment rather than buying it themselves, and renting land rather than making, you know, expansions.
That's right. I've also read then that yields are plunging and that famine could hit.
The yields are plunging. We have become a net importer of food, which nobody ever foresaw happening, particularly 25 years ago when we were told that the African National Congress would guarantee us a new South African rainbow nation utopia. And these things happen little bit by little bit. They bring in a certain law. People get hurt and offended. And then they.
And this is a microcosm of America and the West, where they sell Christians the idea of everybody in harmony, but then the left cheats and makes their whole thing racially based.
That is precisely correct. And it goes to this thing of the New York Times trying to draw a line between David Duke and Donald Trump through me. In other words, Simon Roach responding, Donald Trump tweeting about this thing, Mike Pompeo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we've spoken to Simon and his big buddies with David Duke. You know, this is.
Yeah, so go ahead and kill the white farmers. Go ahead and let South Africa fail, because David Duke, when you said, I don't like David Duke, that becomes you love David Duke. Why couldn't the New York Times just be pro-prosperity for South Africa? Why do they?
Because they have an agenda. They have an agenda, Alex. By now, if you, not you, clearly you've been saying a lot of this stuff long before the rest of us woke up, never mind got out of bed. But if you can't see this, there's something wrong with you. The evidence is now overwhelming. There is an all-out assault on Western European-derived Caucasian Christian culture. That's just a reality. None of this stuff is happening in Uzbekistan, Vietnam, and Borneo. It's all happening in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Western Europe, the USA, and to the whites of South Africa. If people cannot see it, the problem is with them, not with the evidence.
And look, you have cold-blooded corporations. Look at 90% of the world being non-white. They're all a bunch of old white guys. They don't care. They just want power. They've already exploited the third world. And so they've got the West being Christian saying, let's all work together. They exploit the fact that we are trying to have a big tent because we love God and, you know, God's for all peoples. They exploit our openness as a weakness. While we're going, let's all love each other. They are bringing in third world populations, radicalizing them. And like you said, the blacks voted, you know, almost unanimously to not take your land. They understood that everybody was working together and it was Christian prosperity and a rainbow coalition. But they said no. The leadership said, no, we're going to kill them. We're going to run them out because they want power. And obviously, we know who's really running the ANC, the British government, the globalists that have actually backed this. They want South Africa poor, just like North Africa. They killed Gaddafi so that nobody gets anything. They want squalor. Just like when the Chinese come in, they build a big camp. The outsiders get nothing. But when the West comes in, railroads, medicine, everything, the Christians lift everybody up. And the globalists say, no, the Africans die. And I think that's the big secret truth here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a bit like David Icke's Luciferian consciousness. You can call it crazy if you like. But that's another example of a person, yourself, Donald Trump and others, who were prescient about this stuff, uncannily prescient. This thing is clearly directed at a certain culture, a certain religion, a certain ethos.
They want to get Christianity. That's it. So explain that. Why do they want to get Christianity so bad?
That's what this comes down to, and this is what we've been saying for a long, long, long time, and people laugh at us. They scoff, like they scoff and sneer at you, except that when you get proved right, then they find another angle of attack.
We're going to come back and play some of these clips, but what is the end game? I mean, the numbers. I see the videos, the slaughtered whites, tortured to death, and then we've got, in fact, I forgot to play the clip. MSNBC made a joke about it and said, big deal if whites are being killed.
Yeah, that's lovely. And the little girls raped?
They literally think it's funny on the news.
Yeah, they think it's very funny. These people are perverts, Alex. And people like you and I have to ensure that our children don't marry into those gene pools, that we warn everybody that we can. These people are perverse to the marrow of their bones. That's a reality. They will happily take your money to fund birth clinics in Uganda while telling you not to breed. They'll happily tell you that you as a Christian are meant to accept Muslims whose God tells them to hate you and to relentlessly hate you and never to stop hating you. It's unbelievable.
Well, they're trying to get everybody to turn off their life force, and we'll play some of these clips when we come back. This guy came out and said, get the Jews, get the Christians, get everybody. And then our media ran it and said, oh, the black leader checks Trump. Nobody's killing whites. Nobody wants their land. And in the very video they play, he says, we're going to get your land. I mean, it is just, these fact checkers are unbelievable. Fact checking is the biggest joke on the planet when it's run by George Soros and the rest of these people. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Simon Roche, live from South Africa, straight ahead.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let me ask one of the main leaders of the Africana farmers, Simon Roche, where he thinks this is all ending. Who's behind it? I've got several of these clips I want to play as well, but I want to ask him right now, where does this end? Because I had you on last year, I had you on this year, and they had Media Matters and mainstream corporate media say, Jones is insane. He's got a farmer on claiming they're killing whites. Why, no one ever kills whites. And they fire reporters that report on that here in the U.S. And then they go, oh, no one's trying to take land, when the president, the vice president, the defense minister are saying, we're not going to just take your land, we're going to kill you. And then when whites try to leave, they tell Australia, don't take those races, they stay here. So just describe where you think this is going.
We believe that it's going to end in a crisis of epic proportions. We believe that this situation is intractable. That doesn't stop us from being decent, respectable, God-fearing, hardworking, tax-paying people. But it's one thing to be law-abiding. It's another thing to be foolish. And we believe if we examine the trajectory of our state, that it is going to end in a collision. We believe that there will be a civil war in this country. If there's not, the world can laugh at us forever. Our friends, our family, and so on can mock us and shun us until the days of our deaths. But so far, we've been right every step of the way. We have never, ever made any error in our predictions because they're obvious, conspicuous predictions. We said that they would take the land. We said that they would disempower us. We said that they would take our weapons away as they shut down the commando system or as they asked for weapons to be given in, handed in for free in the year 2000. At the same time, they destroyed 199,000 weapons in the hands of the commando system that protected the farmers and destroyed only 6,000 of the 2 million acknowledged weapons that the African National Congress brought into the country illegally. What does that tell you? They are trying to disempower us. They don't want us to have weapons. They don't want us to have a commando system to protect the farmers. For what? What could be the reason? We believe that this is one giant, enormous setup. If we end up being wrong, fine. In the meantime, we will pay our
tax. Yeah, but they're not wrong. I mean, the commies are all saying they're going to kill you. This is happening in country after country in Africa. This is the blueprint because the establishment wants to come in and loot everything. Let's go ahead and get into this individual that our media is saying fact-check Trump. Then he basically says stuff even worse. Let's talk about Julius. Tell us about this guy.
Julius Malema is the head of the Economic Freedom Fighters Party. He's the former head of the African National Congress's very, very ferocious youth league. He is the guy who famously said on the, I believe it was the 6th of November, 2016, I'm not calling for the slaughter of all whites yet. He has subsequently said that his mission in life is to cut the throat of whiteness. And he is the main agitator behind the taking of the land. He has also warned farmers that he is going to have no mercy on them.
That's right. And then we were told to worship Nelson Mandela. He was a total front of the globalists, we know. His wife literally hung tires over little kids' heads, black and white. And that's another thing. Well, the numbers of the black-on-black crime by these groups, it's incredible.
It's phenomenal, Alex. You know, that's one of the main arguments of the mainstream. They'll say, well, blacks are also being killed. That's fine. But we don't want to be killed. Thank you very much. You know, the government released statistics on farm murders on the 4th of May this year for the first time in 7 years. The fact that they hadn't released them for 7 years should tell you something. That should be enough. We shouldn't have to say any more than that.
Yeah, what do you make of U.S. commentators joking, saying big deal if you get killed or only a few of you have been killed? What's the real numbers?
The real numbers are difficult to tell, but the minimum possible rate, if you take the statistics and you do simple arithmetic, the minimum possible rate is 97 farmers per 100,000 per annum. Compare that to a murder rate in the USA of about 4.88 per 100,000, a national murder rate in South Africa of about 34 per 100,000. But I would say to you that the murder rate of farmers, given that these statistics are slightly murky, they've tried very hard not to be explicit. If we give them the benefit of the doubt, if we say that some of the people murdered on the farms are farm workers, one or two here or there, if we give them every benefit of the doubt, we would say that the murder rate of farmers, according to the statistics produced by the South African government, not by us, is 169 per 100,000. If that's not enough for the New York Times and for MSNBC and for the rest, may it be on their heads.
Well, they love it. They work for Soros, so they don't care. He's a Nazi collaborator. They love it. They launch all these evil wars. They run the whole thing. Let's go to Julius Malema with a few of his clips. Here it is.
We must be prepared for Donald Trump and all of them. We're not scared of them. We remain unshaken. Actually, we are more determined after the Donald Trump tweet to expropriate our land without compensation. There is no white genocide here. It's an absolute rubbish to say there is white genocide. There is black genocide in the USA. They are killing black people in the USA. There is black genocide here in South Africa. Black people are being killed all the time. A farmer has been sentenced to life now recently for having killed a farm worker. Imagine if it was a black person sent life for having killed a white person. It will be news all over. But this black person was killed and a white farmer sent to prison for long time in jail. It's once off reporting and it's done. There's no scientific evidence that points to any white genocide in South Africa. It's not true. And we're not scared of such things. We're not going to be distracted by anyone. Only death will stop us. Not Trump, not poverty, not sanctions. We have all of them in our mind. We know the consequences of what we're asking.
Yeah, another failed state. And so here's the EFF leader. I watched the whole seven-minute clip. Here's another clip. Well, this crazy thing about Jews are training a group of right-wing people to kill them when they're all over saying we're going to kill you and take your land. Here it is.
There's a group of white right-wingers who are being trained by Jews in Pretoria to be snipers. Snipers. They are not training guns. In the EFF, we are training toy guns. Okay. They're dealing with real stuff.
All right, let's stop there. Now, let's go back to the full seven-minute press conference. He did this yesterday. Here he is talking about the EU, Trump. They're all coming down here. I mean, all coming down there. It's the big banks and corporations want Africa to fail because they come in with private contractors, just rope off what they want. They don't want Africa that's got 60% of the world's good fields to be the breadbasket of the world. I want to develop Africa. I want Africa to be happy and fun. I want Africa to be civilized. But the whole globalist plans in Cecil Rhodes is to not let it develop. Here he is breaking it down.
Trump, my view is that Donald Trump is contributing in this debate which is going on. And in the process of contribution, Donald Trump make a similar contribution that were made by white people, all of them, in the hearings, in the public hearings. Donald Trump is not saying anything we have not heard from white people in all the hearings. I even commented and said, I'm still to meet a white person who support expropriation of land without compensation. So why are you shocked? I see leaders of the EFF and everybody responding to Donald Trump. I don't have time for nonsense. I expected this. And more backlash is going to come. If South Africans are not ready to expropriate the land because they are scared of sanctions, they are scared of backlash, then don't vote for the EFF. Because you vote for us, we're going to expropriate land. And Donald Trump will come for us. And Britain will come for us. And the EU will come for us. I said this throughout my life in the movement that for everything good comes the pain before. If you're not prepared, South Africa, to take the pain.
So he goes on, just like Venezuela and North Korea fail, he's even getting him ready for decades of him to extract billions out. And I guess he'll have 25 Ferraris or whatever. We're going to come back to 5 more minutes with our guest. But this is just insane. It's the big mega banks that funded the takedown of South Africa and got rid of one bad system, brought in something worse. It's all on record. And this is their plan here in America and their plan everywhere. Just briefly, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. I get so busy, I don't plug for the whole hour. They're trying to shut us down. You know that. We have amazing products. Knock out the sleep aid, 40% off. Ultimate Female Force, healthy herbs for your wife, your girlfriend, 50% off. Just try some. It funds the broadcast. You can't lose. And Beyond Whey, Beyond Spirulina, it's bone broth with a bunch of other key ingredients. Now $19.95, 50% off introductory offer, the new formulation of Ultimate Bone Broth.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
So Simon Roche, one of the main leaders, the leader over in South Africa, predicting the land seizure because they said they'd do it, the murder of white farmers. And as he said, they had a vote and the majority of blacks said, no, we love the white farmers. We work with them. They work with us. We're good. But it's that communist group that's also, we know, double the population in the last 20 years, bringing in folks from Northern Africa who then promised all these goodies. So in the 5 minutes we have left, Simon, it's just an amazing time to see Trump stand up against this and our own media demonize it. The British government say, yeah, we support taking land. What's really behind this? And what are other key points you'd like to add?
Well, we'd like to thank President Trump for what he did. It is much appreciated by our people. We thank you for the work that you're doing, Alex. We ask people to support us, please. Please support us. go to our website, donate via PayPal, help us to continue to fight the good fight. We are fighting the good fight, not just on behalf of our people, but on behalf of our people all over the world. Please help us to do this. We are a last bastion, and we need your support. This thing is going to turn nasty. The people are positioning themselves. The various centers of power are clearly positioning themselves for a conflict. You only have to look at the material, and we think it's going to get very, very rough very soon.
Because there's this conquest attitude. Just loot it all now, run off with the money. And then there's nothing there. Why do you think every African country that's kicked the Europeans out has collapsed back into the dust?
Oh, Alex, that's a very difficult subject. But there is white, naive, silly, foolish people will tell you they'll never do this because they don't want to kill the goose that lays the golden egg. And then they do it. And then whites will say, but they'll never do that because they don't want to kill the goose that lays the golden egg. They don't care about the goose that lays the golden egg. What they want is absolute power for themselves all of the time. They would rather have 100% of 10 than 10% of a million or a billion or a trillion. The point is that I am the big man. I want all of the power for myself. I want everything that exists for myself, and I want no rivals. It is a bit like Mobutu Sese Seko of Zaire, who changed his name when he assumed power. And the translation of his name that everybody knows is the cockerel to whom all the hens in the henhouse belong. He changed his name when he took power in Zaire to that name.
He changed his name to the head. He changed his name to the head rooster.
The head rooster, and he famously would sleep with the wives of the men that he appointed to positions of power, and that's what this is about. They don't care how much destruction there is. They don't care if people are wiped out. The point is to gain as much power as possible. It is a Marxism of a particular type, and it is being supported by the globalists because the globalists know that when this crisis occurs, somebody's going to have to run the mines and somebody's going to have to exploit the minerals and so on and so forth, and they will position themselves to take care of that, naturally. They can't lose. In fact, it's in their interest to sponsor.
They use a society that's trying to be Christian and open and uplifting to get control, and they blow everything out and sit there in armored fortresses. No one else has electricity like Ceausescu. They have everything, their helicopters, everything. They just come extract it. It's a big joke. And, you know, you read about the stuff that's going on in Africa. It's so sad. And then the American left all backs up behind it, not because they're dumb, but because they work for the big corporations that are actually going to do it. It's amazing. Simon Roche, we got 30 seconds. Anything else?
Well, I'd just like to say people should keep their eyes on this matter, keep focused on it. Our leader, Mr. Gustav Müller, has been unerringly correct on this stuff. He's a bit like you, Alex. He looks at the facts, not at the fiction. He looks at what's really happening on the ground rather than what people are told to believe. You know, that kind of thing of who you're going to believe, me or your lying eyes. Please keep watching. Keep watching, people. You will see for yourselves what is transpiring in this country.
And it's a prelude to what the left wants to do here and what they're openly teaching and pushing. God bless you, Simon Roche. We'll talk to you very, very soon. And thank you so much. God bless you. We may send some reporters out there to actually get a frontline view of this. All right, we'll be back with another special guest. Whatever you do, spread those live links. That's what gets around the censors.
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
There are those of us who absolutely understand that
the human spirit. No!
But if you can get through all that to explore what he's been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
You stupid priests. I spit upon your fire.
Babylon missed your religion,
ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group et al.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edit him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we're back live now into the third hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be hosting some of the fourth hour as well. Notice the whole Russiagate situation. There's no Russiagate. There's no Russians unless you're looking at Mueller and Hillary and the rest of them. Now it's moved into taxi cab companies and people that work for Trump and them going over all their taxes and trying to find something to get them to then say bad things about the president. This is the attempt to steal the election in front of everybody. But I've been wanting to get this fellow on for months, and it's an interesting story because it's newsworthy, but it's also a way to support the broadcast. Because I was talking to some of my family, and I was saying, man, you sure look a lot younger. And I said, what have you been doing? And they said, specifically, and I'm not a big, you know, metrosexual type guy. I'm not into creams and stuff for my face. But when I do it, it's amazing. And I should do it all the time because it works so well. And so I wanted to get him on because his products and what he's doing are so much different than other products I've seen. And that's Dr. Vincent Giampapa, who's joining us for much of the hour. Last segment, I'll get into a bunch of other news that we haven't gotten to yet on the geopolitical front. But he's a board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgery, anti-aging medicine, and founding director of Plastic Surgery Center International. Everybody knows about that. The Giampapa Institute for Anti-Aging Medical Therapy and the Regenerative Medicine Institute located in Costa Rica. And he joins us. He's on Twitter at Dr. Giampapa. That's D-R-G-I-A-M-P-A-P-A. He's on with us because I was talking to family about a year and a half ago, and they were telling me, oh, man, this stuff's really great. I put it under my eyes, and my bags are gone. And then I was talking to George Norrie about 6 months ago, and he was saying, man, this stuff's really great. You ought to, you know, try to get them to be a sponsor. And I said, yeah, I've actually heard of that. I've seen it like in airplane magazines, you name it. So, yes, it's a sponsor to help fund the broadcast. But separate from that, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the big reason he's here and the big reason he's joining us is to just go over the facts and go over the science and go over the medicine here for everybody today and talk about really these different missing links that are unfolding. So, Doctor, thanks for coming on with us. Why don't you just tell the listeners some about yourself and your awakening and from all the medical doctor stuff you've done, what got you into what you're doing the last a few years, because I know it's like number one in areas of Europe and Asia, but just now what you're doing starting to hit here in the United States.
Sure, it's my pleasure, and it's a pleasure to be on here with you and share this information.
As a board certified plastic surgeon and an anti-aging physician, one of the things people ask me is, well, you're a plastic surgeon, how did you get into the anti-aging field? And in general, we as plastic surgeons were the first group of physicians anywhere to transplant tissue and to understand what was the underlying biology behind why cells grow in certain people. People healed well, other people didn't, and why people grew older quicker than other people. So about 20 years ago, my focus started to turn to what causes people to age or not heal well, and eventually that turned into research looking at stem cells, which we really didn't know existed up until about 10 years ago. And that turned into, 4 years ago, some Nobel Prize nominations for both myself and the team in researching how do cells grow old and how could we reverse cellular aging. And eventually all of this turned into a look at what could we bring to improve the quality of lives for people in general at a very reasonable price point that really would make a difference in how they age and how they feel and look. So with that came the research about an oral product that is now being sold globally. And that product is a very interesting oral product that's taken twice a day that actually is not a vitamin mineral supplement, but is actually one of the first products using virtually all natural ingredients that can actually change the genes in both our stem cells and body cells to either make them more active or less active based upon what we really feel is the state of the art in cellular aging. So those ingredients have actually been taken from nature, which is where we as humans evolved from over the last 500,000 years. And we've actually now started to understand how cells age based upon what we eat, what's included in our diets, and what those individual ingredients can actually do to both our stem cells and body cells. And that's like a capsule summary of what's brought us up to where we are at this point in time.
Well, we've launched the website with your products, InfoWarsYes.com. That's InfoWarsYes.com. So folks can go get all your products, get the great products, support what you're doing, support what we're doing, help fund our operation to reach out and make America successful and everything. But I got to tell you, I'm going to do some videos where I'm going to do it live, where I'm going to put just the product under my eyes, which I haven't done in about a week, so I could do this, and then show people in literally 20 minutes what it does. That's just one of your products. And then you've got your AM, PM, and we do a lot of our own supplements and research. We know how cutting edge your stuff is, obviously. And I haven't brought in other sponsors. And of course, you're not even paying me. I'm going to sell your products. We haven't brought in other partners in the last 5-6 years because I haven't found anything that is up to that level. But, I mean, I'm just so impressed. But I think from research and talking to suppliers, it's that you put a lot of product in the product. So many people simply do hype, but then don't actually put the expensive product into it because the average supplement's what, marked up 7 times. I've looked at your supplements, what, maybe 100, 150 times, which is very, very low to be able to do what you do, put the ingredients in, and then fund your world-class organization. So, I mean, you really mesh with our philosophy of, you know, really giving people high-quality ingredients so they get a great response. The website's InfoWarsYes.com. We'll put that URL on screen for folks.
Yeah, so if I can make another comment, these products are being produced by Juness Global, and they're a family of products that have been designed to work in synergy with each other. Unlike many other companies that create products for individual different kind of, for instance, disease process or skin or this, or whatever, if these products are all designed to work in synergy. So as you take one and another, you notice that the actual impact and how you're feeling and how you actually look and feel or remember things is dramatically better. And
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Doctor, medical doctor, Vincent Giampapa is our guest, one of the top surgeons out there, one of the top plastic surgeons in the world. You can see right there, if you're looking at my little iPhone, InfoWarsYes.com. InfoWarsYes.com. That's where you go if you want to get big discounts on the full spectrum of their products. That's where you go if you want to support the broadcast and support yourself. Believe me, people know in 5 years haven't had another supplement or, you know, a personal wellness company here. It's just been my own products, but these are so good. And I heard about it from family and then from George Norrie and others that I had to get involved. InfoWars, yes. There's no space in that. InfoWarsYes.com to go look all of this up. And it is extremely, extremely exciting. We appreciate the founder of it joining us. And then there's some amazing graphics, too, that I remember months ago when I wanted to get you on, I was going to have for the show that are also on the side of it. Just scroll down where it shows all the different things for the body and all the different ways. And then I've done our own research with our own top people, scientists, you name it, just everything from your energy drinks to your AM, PM, to your Zen, to Reserve, to Luminescence. I mean, this is a big plug for folks to go to InfoWarsYes.com and get these products. And also, everybody knows I don't sit there and promote. I've been pitched hundreds of MLM companies. This is not an MLM company, but they also have a business model where if you want to be a distributor of it, where you can also then, obviously, people you get signed up who sell take part in that. That's just a classic business model. So there's also an opportunity link there when you go to InfoWarsYes.com. So again, doctor, let's just get right into it because I already know your products are the very best out there and they're so exciting. What should we start with? The AM, PM, the skin cream, the eye cream? Because I learned about you, again, over a year ago from Skin Cream. Then I forgot about it. Then George Norrie told me about it. Then somebody else on the street told me about it. Then when I was about to set you up for a guest, I had the producer go, oh, my God, I already used that. It's the best stuff out there. I mean, for people who don't know, you're already a world leader in a very short time because, again, you put quality ingredients in.
So, yeah, Alex, I think one of the most important things is to understand that human beings, we're made up of cells, right? There's 100 trillion cells that make up the human body. And in our research, we were studying about how can we, if we could figure out how to make just one cell work better, we could use the concepts to make all those 100 trillion cells work better. So AMPM is a foundation product. What it does is it actually impacts both our body cells and our stem cells. So let me very briefly describe what stem cells are. Because stem cells are our regenerative potential, the cells we all have, and they're the ones that go to and fix our body cells as they're damaged or as we age. And one of the key things is we all are born with a fixed number of stem cells, and that number declines each year, kind of like the gas in your tank of your car. As you drive that car, you lose gas up, and the quality of that gas also gets worse as you get to the bottom of the tank. So AMPM was designed to help maintain the regenerative potential in your body and then also help maintain your body's the body cells that make up your organs, your skin, your hair, your tissues. And by taking this compound, this is the first compound that really focuses on both regenerative potential and ongoing function of your body organs in general. And it's based on a whole new technique or concept that it's, which is way beyond vitamins and minerals. It's the whole new science of turning gene switches on and off. And one of the questions I get frequently is, well, how do you know what ingredients to choose or what ingredients to put in a product like this that has 92 different compounds in it? Well, what we do is we've designed a software program that actually takes into account the latest information genetically on cellular aging. And then if we know what genes need to be altered up or down to help make your cells work more youthful, more optimal, what we do is put that gene information in the software program that searches 300,000 databases over a number of hours, comes back with the latest research on natural ingredients that have been documented, proven to show that these compounds are effective at actually changing what genes we would like to alter as far as function goes. We're not removing genes or putting new genes in. We're actually making genes work better or worse, which is what happens in our body on a natural basis anyway. So this product has not only been designed to do that and been out on the market for a number of years, it has actually impacted the lives of hundreds of thousands of people for the dramatically better. They sleep better. They feel better. They look better. They don't get as sick as often. Their skin quality improves. So this is a product that works from the inside, the most intimate component of our bodies, our cells, outward. And then the other products that are in the Jeunesse line work from the outside in. And that's the topical serums and creams that you had mentioned earlier. And they also are designed to use key compounds that are normally produced by our stem cells. Those are packets of DNA, RNA-specific proteins that work on the skin surface, get into the skin. And in conjunction or synergy with products like AMPM or the other oral products like Reserve or Mind, what we find out is that this combination of working from the inside out and working in synergy with each other has changed the nutritional industry and wellness industry dramatically.
Well, all I know is we've got a great nootropic brain force. I notice we have some of the same ingredients you have, but you have some others, and it's liquid that we don't have. And I'll just tell you point blank, this is next level. And a lot of people drink it straight up, but I like to put it on top of ice. Yep. And then just put water on top of it. I'm going to get some water in here during the break. But, I mean, quite frankly, I don't care how my eyes look. I'm like one of those guys that like kind of likes my crow's feet, but your stuff really does wonders. My wife's bought me other stuff that doesn't, you know, get rid of it when I use it for a week like yours does. But Mind, and this big old box of it I've got here, this is something, as much as I work sometimes 18 hours a day, that I am so incredibly excited about. So spend a few minutes talking about Mind that folks can get at Infowars.com or InfowarsYES.com. That's InfowarsYES.com. And again, they get a great product for them and their family, and it supports the InfoWar. People can sign up and become distributors. I know, get discounts. I know you're not on about that today, Doctor. You're just the scientist behind it all, but it's just all exciting. Tell us about Mind.
Sure. Well, first of all, one of the things I want to bring up is that there's many tablets and capsules on the market. One of the reasons Mind is in a gel is because the new gel delivery systems make such a difference in efficacy and those making those active ingredients, helping them be absorbed through the intestinal lining. So when you, especially if we're getting older, and I'll bring this point up because as we get older, it's harder to absorb nutrients or ingredients from capsules and tablets because our intestines age too. So with gel delivery systems, one of the most important thing is that the ingredients that we actually use are able to be delivered to the body, okay, so that the body can make use of them for whatever purpose they need. So let me give you an example of what some of the things that Mind has been designed to do, okay? So we know that the average person has at least 70,000 thoughts per day, okay? And we also know that the short-term memory for most patients or people is approximately 7 items for 20 seconds.
Let's explain that when we come back because, yeah, as I've gotten older, my brain still works really good. But once I've had too many thoughts in that day, I get to a point where I can't make the calculations anymore. And that's what you're getting at. So how do you extend that? We'll be right back with Dr. Vincent Giampapa straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Vincent Giampapa is one of the top, I mean, look him up, oral surgeons in the world. You see him all over television, you name it. But he's developed a line of body and brain products, and you name it, that are incredible. Now, I was just talking to one of my crew members who's already a purchaser. They said, listen, you're supposed to just take the gel like Go-Gurt. You know, when you're talking about Mind from Genoese. And I'm like, yeah, but I like to mix it with water. So let me just ask you, doctor, when I'm taking Mind that I think's my favorite product of yours, everything else is great. Is it wrong that I'm putting it in water? Does that denature it, or is that good or bad?
No, it's perfectly fine to do that. I mean, don't forget, when you put it into your intestines and stomach, you're basically mixing it with the gastric fluids and water anyway, diluting it. So if anything, it's not going to hurt it. It might even help a little bit with absorption as well. And frankly, we all need to drink more water anyway. So I think that's a great thing to do, and it's a great refreshing drink, and you're just sharper mentally for a good chunk of the day after that.
How did you launch Jeunesse? Because, I mean, again, all the products are incredible.
So first of all, Jeunesse is a product, is a company that I've been involved as their medical spokesperson and one of their key advisors for product development. And the family who launched Jeunesse has been very successful in this type of business. In the past, they've done a phenomenal job doing over $1.2 billion in revenue the past year and growing logarithmically every year. So this company is about the truth in science, about real credible science, but also about focusing on not just helping people live a longer, better life, Jeunesse, the company itself, puts a good chunk of money back into building schools and their whole for children all over the world, donating money to help the quality of young people. But more importantly, it's about creating products that work at real, have a real science base behind them.
Now, we've talked about Mind. We've also talked about AMPM. I want to get back into that a little bit more. They're all available again, discounted out of the gates at InfoWarsYes.com. And then a part of the purchase you make funds our operation, which everybody knows is so critical. But again, 5 years. You've heard the network and other local stations have their sponsors, and that's great. 5 years since I've had an outside sponsor for supplements or products like this, and I just kept hearing about it from family, friends, George Norrie, who's just about to get involved in it as well. And that's why I'm bringing it to you, because I started taking it, whether it's the skin cream or whether it's the AMPM or whether it's the Mind. And I'm like, wow, this is the only thing out there as good as InfoWarsLife.com. And I'll say, I mean, quite frankly, before I even launched all this, I've been proprietarily looking, and our research shows this is the very best stuff out there. The problem is with manufacturers and stuff, to get what's in it and to actually get the factories to make it right and to do it, I don't get anything proprietary, but I know from dealing with it, this is not easy to put products out this good. That's why people cut the corners. I mean, is that an accurate statement, Doctor?
That's absolutely accurate. And so let me make a comment about that. You see, it's not only the ingredients, it's the delivery system. It's how those we get those ingredients into your body to be functional.
Again, it breaks down over time. So exactly, how do you keep it good in the package till delivery?
Well, again, the packages, for instance, are mine, are sealed in a certain fashion. They're vacuum packed. And the capsules for on the tablets for AMPM have a special coating on them that keeps them from absorbing any moisture. But also, they've been designed to be released inside your body based on the pH they're exposed to. So the technology in manufacturing goes way beyond what other companies even know about. So you're looking at a combination of science, technology, manufacturing that result in a product that gives such tremendous impact and, you know, the purpose it's been designed to do.
Well, I'm excited about it. And again, I mean, 5 years, nobody else we've had on the show, but it's so good. Let's talk about that whole spectrum. People on the radio, they want to go to InfoWars.com. Sure. And link through. We have some banners up today, but also InfoWarsYes.com. And then they can go there and actually see that map you've got, that 360 map of the other products. Let's talk about some of the others.
Sure, absolutely. For instance, the product called Reserve is also in a gel delivery system. Now, Reserve has been designed to do something very, very special. I don't know if any other products even do this. And that only has antioxidants, very concentrated berry extracts for the nutritional value and for self-protection, but it has a special form of resveratrol. Now, the research we've been doing at different major universities show that as we age, we not only lose our stem cells or body cells, but we create bad cells called senescent cells. Now, those cells aren't dividing. They aren't doing anything except for creating, if you will, bad compounds that cause our healthy cells to age even more quickly. So that has a special resveratrol compound in it that helps turn down the gene or ratchet down the effect of those genes that actually cause these dying or senescent cells, which is a big, big help. So we're looking at, and then the other products work. For instance, AMPM is your general cellular revitalization product. Mind is something that we all know, really all of us, especially as professionals, we have to digest a lot of information in this digital age, helps dramatically with short-term memory, long-term memories, digital recall, symbol recall, word recall. We need this in today's 21st century rapid world. Then we look at things topically. For instance, the Luminesce product line has been designed to use, again, the latest science in stem cell technology. That is the packets of DNA, RNA, and particularly growth factors and these things we call cytokines that can stimulate the stem cells that are asleep in our skin to wake them up and to start making more collagen and elastin.
So to be clear, instead of some artificial chemical that manipulates short term, you're just giving the body the building blocks it already needed or the triggers for what was already in you.
Exactly. In fact, these are things our bodies make when they're young, but they don't continue to make while we're older. So what we've learned is to mimic what naturally occurs in our bodies and use that in the products rather than putting artificial ingredients and compounds in that in the long run, we don't know for sure what they'll do for us.
All right. Everybody knows that I've been offered, when I say hundreds, probably 500 or more multi-level marketing things. And I've never gotten involved except with one because they had good products. And that wasn't their main business. That was just if people want to be distributors, they want to sign up others and get good products to people and a good stable model, it's good. Then it's a great business model. That's classic business model. You have managers under you and they sell and then you sign them on and then you make some money. But I do want, even though you didn't come on today to talk about this, if you go to InfoWarsYes.com, there's an opportunity button. Last time I got involved in one of these operations, it went from 14 million to 30-something million to 80 million within just 3 years that I was involved in, and everybody admits that I launched it and you know took it to a top deal. You guys are already in the top 5-6 internationally for whatever reason, even though it's from the U.S. I've noticed when I researched it last year, that took over a year to decide to do this, and you can attest to that, that now it's just about to ramp up here and then just be a great stable product for, I think, 50, 60 years in the future. But I believe you're already in the top 5-6 worldwide of these type of businesses. I think you're going to go to number one because the products are so good. That's why everybody knows I've stayed out of the Bitcoin. I've stayed out of all that because it's speculative. A lot of it's great, but I couldn't tell you that it's a sure thing. This, at a gut level and a research and a business level, I believe going to InfoWarsYes.com and getting involved with Janesh, I believe, is one of the smartest bets out there. And so I would tell people, I think you should get involved in this as a business, not just as a product. What do you think, Doctor?
Well, you know what, Alex, I have to agree with you because when I speak about the products and the science behind Janesh, I tell everyone, you know, there's very few businesses you can get into where the business helps you stay healthier and more functional. And every person you meet, you have an opportunity to change their lives for the better. So to me, this is one of the most amazing opportunities to not only make a great living, but to live a healthier life and to impact positively the lives of everybody.
And to feel
around.
Great about what you're selling. Again, why don't I do this? Because the products aren't good enough. I finally found a product that I'm not selling that is as good or better than some of the products I'm selling. And I hate to say that, but I mean, you've knocked it out of the park. I mean, this is next level, man. I take Mind and it is just like there's nothing else like it. And I know you're not really pitching Mind here. You're into the AMPM. I've taken it. It's great. You know, the skincare products, my wife is just insane about them. She goes and buys this expensive stuff at these, you know, salons. Yours is a third the price and it's better. Out of the park, InfoWarsYes.com, and support the InfoWar. We'll be right back with the doctor straight ahead, Vincent Jampapa.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Vincent Jampapa is our guest. And again, listeners, you know that I've gotten rid of all the sponsors because some are great, some then quality goes down. I mean, I'll be honest, when it comes to nutraceuticals, it's an incredible hassle. One batch of knockout will be so strong that one pill knocks me out and I sleep like I'm dead. And then one of the latest batches was not as strong, and I'm like bitching at him saying this is, you know, but it's herbal, it's natural, so there's no, it's very hard to control it. But with Janesh and the products that Dr. Vincent Jampapa has produced, I first started talking to them, I said a year, time flies, 2 years ago, when I had family taking it, and I had crew, and I just kept hearing about it, you ought to do this, this is the best, blah, 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 to do that. And then I talked to their people, and then I never did it, and then I finally just went ahead and bit the bullet, okay? Because it's kind of a weird thing when you're selling your own nutraceuticals and then say, hey, here's this. But I'm a 360 winner. And so if something's really that good, InfoWarsYes.com. InfoWarsYes.com. It can be lowercase. It can be lowercase. Just InfoWarsYes.com. You go there, you get the products at the lowest prices, and it funds the operation. And again, the doctor didn't come on about the term they use, MLM, and the media they demonize, all the rest of it. And a lot of those MLMs are just total BS. But not this, because that's not even their model. It's the products. And then if you want to sell it and want to do it, they have one of the best models out there. And I'm very, very proud of it. And I'm involved in it now. And I think it's going to blow up in the United States. That's my view of this. And I've done this one time before. People have been really successful. They're very happy now, years later. And so, again, InfoWarsYes.com. One word, InfoWarsYes.com. A few other issues that I'm going to cover after he leaves us. Trump, sentencing of NSA leaker reality winner, so unfair. Yeah, she's a traitor. Yeah, she's an SJW. Compared to Hillary, it's nothing. That's on InfoWars.com. Alexandria Cortez sides with cab drivers while campaign uses Uber exclusively. That's an InfoWars.com story. Just the insane hypocrisy of these people is unbelievable. But Dr. Giampapa, just finishing up, I really appreciate your time and what you've done. You've come up with some amazing products here. Anything else you'd like to add for the listeners of why you guys are so special in a whole field of great products? There's a lot of great products out there. It's just that yours are a cut above. Again, InfoWarsYes.com. Why is Jeunesse, with your research and with the founders' tutelage, I mean, I was looking at numbers just 4 or 5 months ago, meeting with the heads of your team when we were developing the plan to launch this here, which I should have launched a lot earlier. It's just been tied up in all these attacks. Everyone knows that, like, the numbers, I don't want to say I'm wrong, but like almost number one in Asia or number one, already number two or three in Europe, and then climbing here. Why have it started here in America? Why? Because you've got the latest numbers. Correct me if I'm wrong. Why are you so much bigger in Asia and Europe and now only hitting here, which is a great opportunity for people that want to be distributors, not just users of it.
Well, I think that's a great question. Number one, cultures like Asia and Europe are much more receptive to the natural approach to health and aging than we are in the U.S. And also in the U.S., the concept of what, like you mentioned, an MLM has had, MLM industry has had not a great reputation in the past. Now, this is direct selling that Jeunesse does. It sells its products on the internet. But the company decided to launch out in a culture that was much more receptive to the natural approach to being health and wellness and aging. And particularly, we all know that in China, that's been a focus for thousands of years with natural compounds. And in Europe, it was much more receptive as well. So now that the company's been extremely well received in both of those marketplaces, the focus now is to really start to bring the information and message back home to the U.S. where science and technology is more readily accepted. And with the science and technology behind the product development in Jeunesse, we truly believe, the founders believe, the people who are executive people in this company believe that the science message will really take this company to the next level of where it will definitely be here in the U.S.
And again, I want to be clear, because I've done a year and a half of research before we did this, because I absolutely want the best products for our listeners. It's a 360 win. I mean, it's my whole operating system. You guys are already an established group of high-quality, top-of-the-line supplements, the latest developments, and then using a direct sales, that's really what it is, model so people cannot just be users, but also word of mouth. You're going to tell somebody something's great. Why not tell them it's great and then sign them up? They get a discount, you get a discount, and you make some money. So, I mean, it's just gut level and everything else. This is, I think, a business model that all of our listeners should look into. They should find out at InfoWarsYes.com. It's very easy. And again, you weren't coming on, Doctor. You're the science end, the development end about this today. And usually, you know, the other time I've promoted something like this that turned out to be great as well, I was mainly just on the product end. But I just think up front in something like this, like you said, the invasion of America happening right now with this great product line, this is something people want to get in on ground floor.
Without a question, and in closing, I like to say, well, the line of products that are available are amazing at the moment. Stay tuned for some of the most amazing things that are going to come down in the next 6 months to a year from Jeunesse, which will only add to the tremendous credibility and science behind where the company is at the moment.
All right, we got a few minutes till break. Just again, because I've been interrupting a lot, Doctor. Again, recap the founding of the company, your involvement, why these products are so game-changing, and again, some of the other family of products that we haven't gotten to.
Sure. So the company was founded about a little over 5 years ago. At that time, I was approached by the founders because I was one of the founding physicians of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. My focus is on cellular aging, and they wanted me to help create a product line along with other physicians who are involved in product development, but to kind of create the whole new level of science and credibility based upon cellular aging. So at that time, I was a little hesitant because of the MLM market and the reputations. But I have to say that the founders of this company are some of the most philanthropic and humanistic focused human beings I've ever met. They are phenomenal people. They are people who care about people, care about the people.
Well, that's obvious because I'm in the business of this, and I know how hard it is to put actual ingredients in and only have 150% markup with all the other cost. It's very hard. Everything else is 5 to 7 times. I know what you guys are doing, and I know the products blow me away. So that's the proof. Like you said, they're smart. They're like, let's have something that blows them away, and then we're going to have great business anyways. I don't understand how 90% of supplements out there and nutraceuticals are literally watered down crap, and they're nothing but marketing. That doesn't make sense. Why not give them a product that works so they buy it forever?
Well, Alex, you hit right on the most important piece of information there. It's about credibility and good quality products.
Well, yeah. Why do people want a Mercedes versus a Yugo? Because they know a Mercedes is going to run better than a Yugo. I mean, it's because it's got quality. Why does somebody want... I don't get in the industry why there's so much fly-by-night stuff. I just don't get it.
Okay, so the real issue here is when you buy a product, a nutraceutical product, what makes that product successful, what makes the company successful, is experiential effects. If you don't feel the difference or see the difference when you're taking a product, you're very unlikely to continue taking this. And what Jeunesse has designed are products that people either feel a dramatic difference in their sleep, their energy, their skin looks better, their memory's better. And it's all about experiential impact. And just like you said, so many of these other products promise to do, from other companies, products promise to do things that they don't do, and you don't feel or see the difference. So that's why they're not successful. And that's why Jeunesse is.
Amazing. I want to get you in studio whenever you want to come to Austin, all right, where we can send a group to see you, or I can see you. Dr. Jan Papa, great work, a medical doctor, oral plastic surgeon, so many other types of surgeries he can do. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you.
My pleasure, Alex, and stay well and healthy.
You bet. Well, I work 18 hours a day, and I'm under a lot of stress, but I'm trying. InfoWarsYes.com. Folks, we fund our operation with high-quality products. Their stuff has all blown me away. All of it's so high-quality. From the packaging down to the ingredients. And if you buy it at InfoWarsYes.com, it'll help fund our operation. But I'm telling you, if you're wanting a business for women with the skin creams, the eye creams, and all the supplements and the rest of it, this stuff is going to just fly off the shelves. I can tell you, I know a winner when I see it. And it's just like BrainForce works real great. Their mind product works really great. And that's what I'm looking for, something that gives you a big result. And then we're able, just like our politics changes the world, our products change the world. Anything I'm involved in is TNT. So InfoWarsYes.com, InfoWarsYes.com. And I want to invite everybody to go join there, become a distributor, get big discounts, or just be a customer and try the products. You have nothing to lose because you're funding the InfoWar regardless, and Soros' and Hillary's face, and helping get your body really, really healthy. We'll be right back with Political News. Stay with us.
Another world. Another time. The age of wonder. Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time. His life was green and good until the prison fact.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Joel Gilbert's coming up in the next 50 minutes, and then you got Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone with exclusive news. You're not going to get anywhere else. You know, I look back every day off what we already broke, and then like a week later see it being national news, and it's just like, you know, we're not that good. It's that the mainstream media has all this news, but it's got to pass it up committees to be authorized to put it out later. And most of the times they wouldn't even put the truth out later if we hadn't broke it or if Drudge Report hadn't broken. And that's why they want to shut down, so that we can't force those stories out. That's why InfoWars is so precious. You know, Trump's now hitting on all cylinders, going after him, going after Facebook with antitrust operations, going after him for discrimination. Says social media giants are silencing millions of people. Can't do this, even if it means we must continue to hear fake news like CNN, whose ratings have suffered gravely, and CNN policing the end of free speech, so they're even worse. They're not just fake news, they're mafia. People have to figure out what's real and what is not without censorship. Yeah, it's the censors. That's the real tyranny. Those stories are up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, but I mean, here's the thing. They're making their move right now, and I keep saying that. Everybody knows it. But they wouldn't be doing all this censorship, and they wouldn't be doing all these attacks. They wouldn't have Silicon Valley meeting in secret today, according to BuzzFeed, about how to censor the internet, if they didn't know they were losing. So I want to be positive, and I want you to know we have the initiative. We can win if people are awake, if people are involved. The problem is even the New York Post and the Washington Times are being censored now. Facebook censors articles from conservative outlets about Manafort and Cohen. They want only their official story out. They're making their move, and it's organized crime. You know, if you had a group of Italian-Americans back when J. Edgar Hoover was being blackmailed by the Italian mafia, and finally up in upstate New York, a bunch of them were meeting in a barn, and they finally got it documented there was such a thing as La Cosa Nostra. Well, you've got La Cosa Nostra. You've got Tech Natrosa. You've got the thing of the big tech companies and the big banks engaging in this giant manipulation of culture and society, and it's all right here in front of you to steal the election, to prepare to steal. This whole headline, tech companies are gathering for a secret meeting to prepare a 2018 theft of the election strategy, or to steal the election strategy. To steal, two words. To steal. To steal. So this is in your face. And they have this thing where they hide it in plain view like it's no big deal. Like a jellyfish, they just come take you over. And it's amazing. And now they're in the news saying Donald Trump better shut up and he better roll over and resign or we'll indict his whole family. Well, we told you that was coming a few days ago. And if that isn't dangerous thugs, I don't know what is. And if people don't have an instinct to say no to that, then we've lost our souls. As for me, I can't back down. And I sit there and I watch him attack us and try to censor us. And I see like a Daily Beast article. Oh, Jones is crippled after he was taken off YouTube. All I can do is tell you the truth. Our core audience is bigger than ever. But I do. Our outreach is somewhat crippled. And that's what they're really worried about, is the outreach to new people. That's what really matters, right? Is waking them up to what's happening. They don't want us to question things. They don't want us to. Here in our own echo chamber, InfoWars is bigger than ever. Hardcore listeners, we love you. But tell everybody you know about the free app at InfoWars.com/app or the free podcast, or send those videos, InfoWars.com, and to everybody you know. Without you sending out the live audio feed, without you being the bridge, we're going to lose. But no, we're winning. We're winning, Daily Beast. We're winning.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Joel Gilbert's got a raft of important guests dealing with the deplatforming of Christians, conservatives, libertarians, pro-Israel folks, you name it. I don't care if you're the KKK or pro-Israel or a Christian or a Muslim. You shouldn't have your right to free speech taken. So Joel Gilbert, investigative journalist, documentary filmmaker, is about to take over. But just illustrating what I was covering earlier, InfoWars said YouTube ban would make it stronger. Actually, it's been crushed. Well, we didn't say it would make us stronger. We don't want to be banned. We don't want to be depersoned. We don't want to be taken off 20-something platforms. But for total raw listeners to InfoWars.com and people actually visiting us and every other metric, yes, the hardcore fans are more energized than ever. But this, let me just give you a real report, because you guys are the father of lies. I try to tell the truth. InfoWars has never had more grassroots support. I've never gone on the street and had more support. But kicking me off Apple and Google and YouTube and Facebook and Stitcher and Spotify and web chimp so I can't send emails and just discuss at a lot, thousands of comments, had hundreds of comments on InfoWars. I mean, it's been a crippling attack. It's blown up in your face. People see you're a bunch of tyrants, but individually, it's not a fun road to go down. They've taken a payment processor from us. Now they've done it to David Horowitz. They've done it to, Jihad Watch. I mean, this is serious. Nobody's trying to stop Antifa from what they're doing. So this is ahead of trying to steal the election, ahead of trying to indict enough Trump family members that he rolls over. That's where we've reached. But you read this article, none of it's true. It's like, Jones, now that he's only on Twitter, doesn't have more traffic on Twitter. No, our traffic's about five times what it used to be on Twitter. But don't worry, they're trying to ban that right now. And Jack Dorsey is meeting reportedly in secret to ban us. So I don't sit there and live and die by that. If I lived and died by having platforms, I would go along with you and I'd be for Islamic invasion, Black Lives Matter, open borders, world government, tax exemption for big banks. See, I'm trying to change the world, not be part of it. So if I wanted to be one of you guys, I'd be at the top. At the top. I was offered the deals years ago, 15 years ago, 11 years ago. And look what we've built, the proof that they knew, look, that's talent. Get that guy. That guy's a natural. Get him. Well, it didn't work because I'm pro-America. I'm pro-free market. So you read this thing where they're like, oh, he's losing. I'm not going to sit there and be overconfident and say, oh, I'm totally winning. Everything's wonderful. It's a walk in the park. But no, we overall are stronger than ever because our audience is stronger than ever. And they realize how real this is and how serious it is. But here's where we're getting hurt in outreach. They don't want us on Facebook and YouTube and Google and all those because new people can tune in and hear, hey, Obama had $84 million in weird campaign funds they couldn't list and only got a fine. Hey, Hillary had the secret. They don't want that being reminded, and they don't want big events coming or have our own reporters on the ground showing Antifa beating up old ladies. But they can't stop. Conservatively, there's probably 1.5 million people tuned in. People only tune in for like 20 minutes, but it's over 1 million people every 15 minutes. So let's say there's 1.5 million people tuned in right now, 70% in the U.S., 30% around the world. No one can stop you going out your front door and telling your wife, your husband, your neighbor, your friend, your boss, your employees, your church, on Facebook, on Twitter, but in person, Infowars.com. It is the verboten. It is the hidden. It is what they're attacking. The power of you outside of cyberspace, the establishment's betting everything on, by word of mouth saying, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, or sharing the videos on our own platforms. They brag and go, oh, all they've got's real video now, and we're going to shut it down. We already had real video getting set up knowing this was coming. Didn't mean we wanted it to happen. And, my average video on there has like 5,000 views. Is that my average 100,000 on YouTube? No, but it doesn't matter. It's the truth. And we're on hundreds of other platforms. So, like Joe Rogan, and then I'll hand the baton to our guest host. He did this video that I want to respond to later because I know Joe so well since like the late 90s. He's like, well, since Alex is in litigation, we're not going to have him on until he's out of litigation. When Anna Vetti and Obama and all these people are in litigation, you just don't have me on about the litigation. But that cop-out. No, Joe Rogan says I'm not having you on my show because he's afraid of being deplatformed off of one of these things like iTunes or Google. That's the real message is you shut up about America and free market. You sit there in the dirt and you let us steal the election and you roll over or we'll deplatform you. You be good little lapdogs. And you sit there and say and hear what we want on the news, and you go along with this, and you go along with all the tyranny, and you go along with the open borders, and you go along with all of it, and we'll let you still be on iTunes. And that's why Joe's got one of the biggest podcasts on iTunes or YouTube, because they don't shadow ban him. I mean, hell, Joe has a video with 5 million, thinks it's big. We had videos during the election with 35, 40, 50 million views. And then they shadow banned our ass. So see, I was already 400 laps ahead of Joe. Not that I count that as something. So Joe thinks, though, well, if he compromises with the system, he'll get to be in pole position. But if you're in a race car race and the best people aren't driving, you didn't really win the trophy. You don't really get the champagne. And again, I'm not mad at Joe. It's not an attack on Joe. So the Sutter Jennings interview, I got called by one of his best friends and told, yeah, Joe's family got threatened not to have you on like a year ago. And I said, I heard Joe's family got threatened. And Joe goes, well, Jones lied and said that my family was threatened when it wasn't. Well, no, I was told by one of your best friends that. And then when you said it wasn't true, I said, okay, it's not true. But whatever, Joe, your family wasn't threatened. Your views were threatened. So if you're not a threat, they're just going to stick you up there on everything and you can be what they force feed to everybody. But then the comments are almost all against you, which is just sad because I think I've bet on humanity. I think I've bet on the winners like Trump has. I think the prosperity and the freedom and people are going to see past all this globalism and see past Mueller and all his fake indictments and all the persecution. I'm believing in humanity. And Joe, you're this blue collar guy from Boston, you know, former Taekwondo champion. You're a tough guy in your own right. But at 50-something years old, I mean, I think you're trying to bet on the safe horse. But I think that leads towards stagnation, Joe. I'm not going to play the clips. Maybe at the end of this, I'm going to let Joel Gilbert take over. Maybe at the end of this live piece, we'll put a few clips, you know, of Joe. Got to bleep it a lot with Shooter Jennings, who stood up for him. We appreciate Shooter. I've had a Shooter on in years. We should get him back on. And it's just watching that when I'd already told Joe, look, I don't need to come on. It's fine. I understand you're afraid of getting deplatformed. Other people aren't. This is the hill people should die on, because if they get away with this, they're going to shut everybody down. PewDiePie gets it. Everybody gets it. Why don't you? I mean, PewDiePie is the number one podcaster. He's got 20 million views on YouTube. He's got 65 million subscribers. He's number one. And we're talking to him. And, you know, because he understands this is a thing that's coming for all of us. So just seeing that. No, Joe, I didn't lie about your best friend telling me that you said you were threatened. And so you couldn't have me on the air anymore. It's not like I turned down a bunch of radio interviews and turned down national TV interviews with tens of millions of viewers. But I did want to come on there because you're my friend, and I did want to set the record straight because I keep hearing you repeat, Jones says nobody died at Sandy Hook, and Jones says this. I'm like, Joe, for years I haven't said that, and before I didn't. It's out of context. I'd like to clarify. Hey, Joe, you know I'm not really saying that, but Joe keeps repeating it. So Joe knows that's not what I'm saying, but I get it. It's the party line. It's the party line of Jones did this, Jones did that, so Jones can't be on air. All these U.S. senators threatening the Democrats, threatening the big tech, get behind us and censorship, or we'll nationalize you when Trump loses. This is really un-American. It's really, really dangerous. And that's why NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and what we do at InfoWars.com/show, we can hear real information. We're not going to compromise because that's the plan. We're going to go to break and come back with Joel Gilbert, but InfoWars.com/app. They put that story on screen, put it back up from Reason Magazine 3 weeks ago, that the Democrat plan to totally censor the web. Now it's a public plan. And most people see that and they go, well, let me be yellow belly. Let me roll over and piss myself immediately. But I'll tell you this, Stephen Crowder didn't piss himself. He's been defending me and saying what happened to me is wrong. So good job to Paul Watson and Stephen Crowder and Matt Drudge and others. And to Joe, hey, you've chosen the side you're on. I say enjoy yourself. Enjoy George Soros.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, your host for this hour, coming to you from the People's Republic of California. You know me as a frequent guest of Alex. Also, don't forget to get my latest film, Trump, The Art of the Insult, in the Alex Jones store. Support Alex Jones. My guest this hour is first of all, we'll have Kevin Jackson up in the last segment, but we're going to start with Jack Cashel. Jack is a journalist who's written many fascinating books, including Deconstructing Obama, Ron Brown's Body, Silenced, TWA 800, and If I Had a Son, Guns, Railroading of George Zimmerman. It's all about Trayvon Martin case. Now, we'll be taking your calls at 877 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. So let me go ahead and welcome Jack Cashel. Jack, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks, Joel, for having me on the show. Always appreciate it.
Fantastic. Well, Jack, you've seen big tech censored Alex Jones, and you wrote a fantastic piece for American Thinker called First They Came for Alex Jones. Now, within days, they came for David Horowitz and his Freedom Center. They took him off of Visa and MasterCard. And we've seen this phenomenon where during the Obama years, we had government censorship where they used the tools of state. The IRS was used to decimate the Tea Party, break up the Tea Party movement so they could win the 2012 election. The FEC, Federal Election Commission, was used against me, yours truly. They investigated me for the film Dreams from My Real Father. Now we've seen that the government leftist control has shifted to the leftist agenda in the private sector to try to gain censorship, starting with, of course, Alex Jones. Why does the left need to censor their opposition? Why don't they just make their superior arguments that socialism is a better organizing force for society?
Well, if they had superior arguments, they could make them. But as you know, they don't. And, you know, we've seen cases in my own, just in my own experience, Joel, because I've worked with various people who've been punished by the government for reporting the truth. And this goes back some time. As I mentioned in the article, I first started working with James Sanders on the TWA Flight 800 investigation after I met his wife, who is a really, you know, sweet, pretty Filipina TWA trainer who was arrested and convicted of conspiracy for introducing her husband, who is an investigative reporter, to the 747 manager working on the 800 investigation. This was the crash off coastal island in 1996. And all three of them were arrested by the FBI. The Sanders were convicted, they didn't want to send them to prison. That would be too obvious. So they just silenced them by giving Jim, an investigative reporter, 5 years of probation, his wife, three. That's just where it started. A more recent case was David DeLeiden of the Center for Medical Progress. In 2015, after a couple years of work, he and his partners surfaced these videos, undercover videos of Planned Parenthood selling, marketing baby parts. It was grotesque. The videos were undeniable. Hillary Clinton found them disturbing, you know, she admitted that. They could not allow to be out there. So they had to lie and arrest it. You know,
those are cases when the left, when Obama was in control. What about this phenomena of big tech, the private sector, Visa, MasterCard, Twitter, now taking on that leftist mantra for censorship? Tell us about this phenomena. Why and how is that happening?
Well, you know, it's interesting because one of the people I've gotten to know and I've worked with, who was also arrested, James O'Keefe, for Project Veritas, he exposed this about 9 months ago where they went undercover at Twitter. They had all these people bragging on camera how they could use Twitter to basically censor the right. And they were doing it. That was the first time we learned about the phrase shadow banning. And now they've gotten more aggressive with it, as we saw in the case of Alex Jones, where they openly colluded, you know, Spotify, YouTube, whoever else was involved, Facebook, to take him off. And they couldn't use the fact that he was a white supremacist or, you know, a hate monger. So they had to say that he was a conspiracy theorist. But today, conspiracy theorist is the word that we used to use for journalists 30 years ago. A conspiracy theorist today is someone who tells the truth. It's a really dangerous precedent. They can argue that they're private concerns, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't really carry water anymore. They are very close to a public utility. I don't think they should be regulated, but they should be protested mightily. And the people on the right should stand up. I don't care if they like Alex Jones or not, because they could be next. David Horowitz, you just mentioned, David Horowitz is utterly inoffensive on racial grounds. I don't know what pretext they used to take him down, but it's appalling. And partly because David Horowitz knows more about the communist conspiracy in America than anyone, which is probably the reason he had to be silenced.
Well, what they did, of course, they rely on the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is almost become a hate group to finger everyone who doesn't agree with the leftist agenda and calling them a hate group. What about how they've all colluded really to destroy Trump through their endless propaganda? Not to mention that if you just look at the public's response to that, they've kind of, in the media, they've kind of cheered it on. We even saw Bill Maher actually defended Alex Jones the other day on his show, and the audience, you know, didn't appreciate that very much. What's happening with just the general population, I guess the Democrats, that seem to support anti-First Amendment behavior?
You know, we know they wouldn't be supporting it if it were not seemingly in their best interest. I thought the scariest part of the Bill Maher exposure, and credit to Bill Maher for bringing this up, you know, he said, you know, liberals are supposed to be in favor of freedom of speech. This isn't a First Amendment issue with Twitter, but it is a freedom of speech issue. Jennifer Granholm, former governor of Michigan, when Maher says that Alex Jones was banned, she goes, thank God, you know, this is a government official at the highest level. Thank God that we took someone's free speech away. You know, it's a scary trend, Joel. And I thought it had played itself out, but it hasn't. It will become more obvious and more dramatic, I think, in the weeks and months to come.
Yeah, look, I think it's another attempt to influence the midterm election. They think if they prevent other voices from exposing some of these trends, that they'll be better off. We'll see how the people respond, and we'll see how much voter fraud they use to make it happen. We're going to come back next segment with Jack Cashill. He's wrote a series of articles about the Trayvon Martin film made by Jay-Z, conveniently coming out before the midterms on BET. There's a whole series, and we're going to get into that. He wrote the book called If I Had a Son. We'll be right back with Jack Cashill after the break.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the sun.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert, bringing this show to you from the People's Republic of California. We have with us writer Jack Cashill. He wrote the seminal book on the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin trial called If I Had a Son. He attended the trial almost gavel to gavel. And Paramount Network and BET are showing a series called Rest in Power about the death of Trayvon Martin with Jay-Z as the producer, the big Obama and frequent big Obama pal and White House guest. Of course, his wife, Beyonce, was famous for actually lip-syncing the national anthem at Obama's second inauguration. Let's take a quick look at part of the trailer of Rest in Power, which is still showing every Monday night.
I need to file a missing person report for my son.
Hey, what's his name?
Trayvon Martin.
Stafford Police Department.
Hey, there's a real suspicious guy.
How many more kids will we wait for them to kill? My tears collected like raindrops on a window.
Okay, that's the those are all the scenes that we all remember from the trial and from the case. Benjamin Crump, of course, the attorney for the Martin family, called it the Skittles case, and it spurred Black Lives Matter. And it divided the nation between those who looked at the evidence and those who just seemed to not even care. So, Jack Cashill, why did Jay-Z put his name to this miniseries, and why is he doing it just before the midterm elections?
Well, that raises the question of why did this incident become a national, international phenomenon in a battleground state just before the 2012 election? And the reason is the same, and that is you want to influence votes. You want to stir up the base. They're afraid, especially with Kanye West wandering off the reservation, they've got to be afraid that if the Democrats lose 20% of the black vote, the Democratic Party is over. I mean, they won't have enough votes to win anything anymore. And They can't, they have to keep reinforcing this theme. You know, it's interesting, Joel, because I had lunch with George Zimmerman not too long ago, and with his parents and a friend, and we, and I said to him, I said, you know, George was named after his uncle Jorge. His mother is Afro-Peruvian. And if I said, if you had just named George Jorge, no one would have ever heard of this incident beyond Sanford, Florida. And George said, you're exactly right. And then the mom turned to Dan and said, see, I told you we should have called him Jorge, you know?
All right, Jack, let me ask you a question. What if Trayvon Martin had killed George Zimmerman? If he didn't fire the shot and he eventually went unconscious and died of hemorrhaging and head injuries, would anyone care that Trayvon Martin was sentenced to life in jail? Would we ever even know who he is?
No, we wouldn't know who he was, nor would we have known who he was if Zimmerman's name had been Jorge, because the media would have wanted nothing to do with a case in 2012 in a battleground state that involved a Jorge and a Trayvon. That's not in their agenda. They want the world to believe that blacks and Hispanics get along famously. They don't. And this was a case where that didn't happen. So they turned him into what the New York Times uniquely called a white Hispanic, George Zimmerman, a name that sounds German, maybe even Jewish, but that certainly doesn't sound Hispanic. And they ran on that name. They didn't even know what he looked like when they started their campaign.
Well, Jack, look, I remember Al Sharpton going down there, and they put forth this theme that they just want an arrest. Of course, he would say arrest without the T. We want an arrest. We want an arrest. And they did the same theme later in Ferguson. They just wanted an arrest, as if an arrest was a constitutional right, like free speech. What was the point of them trying to get an arrest? And did they even ever expect or care that they would get a conviction? Was it all about the agenda?
Well, I mean, for the lawyers, it's all about the arrest, because with an arrest, you can file a lawsuit, in which case, which they did against the Homeowners Association, when netted them a couple $1 million. So that's why the arrest was important. Now, as to the conviction, it reminds me of what happened with the original race case in America, was the Sacco and Vanzetti case. The Soviet Union got involved through the Comintern, and they proclaimed the innocence of these two Italian anarchists in the 1920s. And Catherine Ann Porter, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, was one of the many liberals who were drawn to the case then. And she remembers standing outside the prison the night they were to be executed. And she said to the communist woman who was running the protest, oh, God, I hope we can save them. And the communist said to her, saved? What good did they do us alive? They wanted Zacco and Vanzetti dead. They wanted to be able to portray America as this racist stew of xenophobia, not as a melting pot. And the same thing with if George Zimmerman had been convicted, the whole thing would have been forgotten about. But with him innocent, they could go back to the base and say, listen, there's no justice in America. No justice, no peace. And the Black Lives Matter was formed out of that incident. And then two years later, they thought they found another test case with Darren Wilson, an officer in Ferguson, and Michael Brown. And in fact, I may be the only person in America who knows both Michael Brown and George Zimmerman. I track these people. I run into a lot of people who get in trouble, and I find myself writing about them.
Okay.
But well, appalling what happened.
Yeah, well, look, when they turned it into, they milked it to an anti-gun rallying call, claiming that this was a result of the Stand Your Ground laws. My understanding is it never was a Stand Your Ground case. It was simply a self-defense case, and Zimmerman never even claimed Stand Your Ground. Go ahead and comment.
I was going to say, you're right. And what's among the many dishonesties of the Jay-Z series is this constant talk of Stand Your Ground. Stand Your Ground had nothing to do with the case. If someone jumps you and is punching you in the head, MMA style, pound and ground, and you're, you know, against a concrete sidewalk, and your only recourse when he goes to grab your gun is to shoot him first, that's classic self-defense. There's no ground to be held there. You know, it's not like he had a choice in leaving or not leaving that site. That was self-defense. The jury knew it. They acquitted him. And the media, which should... Okay, I get the Black Lives Matter movement. They got an agenda. It's a disgrace for the media to continue this lie.
Well, why is this case so emotional 6 years later? Trayvon Martin, the hoodie, all the imagery, it still conjures up tremendous amount of emotion. And I guess that's why the Jay-Z series was put together with the midterms in mind, is how I see it.
No, you're right. And you know, because for the average person who's not following the media particularly closely, white or black, they're still thinking of Trayvon Martin that they saw on the cover of People magazine. You know, the 11-year-old boy who wanted to be a pilot. They don't know that at age 15, when his father left still another woman, the woman who had raised Trayvon, his life descended into, you know, your classic, I hate to say it, black teenage slump, you know, which included drugs, guns, in his case, fighting and burglary. And he, you know, Trayvon had become, he's a half a foot taller than George Zimmerman at the time of his death. He was a skilled MMA fighter, mixed martial arts. There was one eyewitness who said he came out. I saw this black guy in a hoodie. He was on top of a white or Hispanic guy, and he was raining down blows on him, MMA style. The guy was helpless on below. He's yelling out, help, help, help me. They knew that within 15 minutes, the police did. That the man testified at the trial. As soon as he did, the trial was over in any real sense. The media and Jay-Z refuse to even talk about that witness. And so they have to make everything else up to cover that gap.
Okay, well, Jack, you've done amazing work with your book, If I Had a Son. I have read it. It really tracks the case. It's riveting. You're revisiting the story with Jay-Z's documentary. I do encourage everyone to keep looking at it. It's for the next two Monday nights on BET. And you'll see what Jack's talking about, how they're still portraying this case despite some of the facts. Thanks to Jack Cashill. We're coming up with Kevin Jackson, Fox News commentator, with a new movie out. We'll talk to Kevin, and we'll see you after the break.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert finishing up this hour, guest hosting from the People's Republic of California here in Los Angeles. Don't forget to check out my new film, Trump, the Art of the Insult, in the Alex Jones InfoWars store. Go to InfoWars.com. I am going to be taking some calls shortly. It's 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-ALEX. We're going to talk about everything we've covered so far on this show. Before I do that, I want to comment on the film The Incredibles. And you should have seen, hopefully, Incredibles number one. The first version was like 10 years ago. The Incredibles 2 came out only about 6 weeks ago. And it has a leftist theme. It's a complete transformation of Hollywood from superheroes and fun into leftist messaging. And I'm going to tell you what it is in a second. Let's roll a small clip of the trailer to remind you about the Incredibles and how they've gone incredibly far to the left.
Behold the Underminer!
Watch after Jack Jack.
I thought we were going to go.
You heard your mother trampolining.
Superheroes okay. Are illegal.
We want to fight back.
That's good enough. This is the Incredibles 2 trailer. And what's different about the Incredibles this time is the wife is now the main character, Elastigirl. She's the character that goes out and fights the evil villains while Mr. Incredible stays at home and takes care of the kids for the entire movie. And then the villain is also a female. When the female superhero eventually captures the evil female villain, as she's going into the police station, the daughter of Elastigirl says, well, she's not going to stay in prison very long because she's rich. So you see how the superhero genre, along with the rest of Hollywood, has just turned into this leftist messaging concept where they're trying to push social messages and far left messages nonstop. And this is why I think
people are being turned off, and maybe that's why I think The Incredibles number two didn't do very well. But let's go ahead and take a couple of phone calls. We're going to go to, let's see here. I don't have any names up yet, but let's go ahead and, well, I'm going to have to wait till we get a names. Everyone's name is question mark right now. But before we do that, let's go with a little more about the series Rest in Power, the Trayvon Martin case that Jack Cashel just talked about. I think the best way to look at that in retrospect is that that incident never should have happened. It was more like a road rage incident where two people that didn't know each other came into a situation where someone got extremely agitated and attacked the other person. Just like in a road rage incident, normally people come out of their cars and say, hey, stop fighting, stop fighting. In this case, people came out of their apartments and said, you know, cut this out. And Zimmerman yelled for help, please help me, please help me. No one helped him. So he eventually shot Martin and very tragically died. So we hear about these road rage types of incidents where people get on each other's nerve in some way, someone attacks, and then nobody helps them. So just a real tragedy that was then exploited by the people with the agenda. I think the local police did their job. They investigated for 2 weeks. They said, look, all the physical evidence, the witnesses, the 911 calls support a self-defense story. There's no case here. And then the people with the agendas came in from Washington, from the Department of Justice, and they used both Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin for political ends. And that's pretty much a synopsis of, I think, the case. And I do encourage everyone to tune into BET next Monday night and the following Monday so you can hear how they're portraying the story. Let's go to James in North Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show, James.
Today, I just wanted to talk about kind of black support for Trump is just booming. I think it terrifies the elites and the Democrats, and now they're pushing anything they can to try to create race division and try to split us up leading up to the midterms. I mean, look at what happens to Candace Owens, Paris Denard, Kanye West. Any black supporter that comes out and dares to think for themselves as a conservative, they're trashed, they're shunned, they're crazy, they're not really black, they're an Uncle Tom. And this is the racism of the Democrat Party. It never ended.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. Thanks for the call. It's a good point. Look, you probably saw my film, also Alex Jones' story, There's No Place Like Utopia. And I went around Southside Chicago, Detroit, talked to a lot of black people, and a lot of them were on welfare. They didn't want to be on welfare. They weren't happy about it. They wanted jobs. There were no jobs. You had a lot of people going to prison that weren't evil people, but they made terrible choices to sell drugs and get into nonsense because there were no opportunities that were the Democrat Party control caused after 50 years controlling these cities and driving away their businesses and raising taxes. And these people were not against the police. They wanted more police. They wanted more police in their communities. They wanted safety. They didn't want illegal aliens coming in and taking their jobs and driving down their wages. They didn't want marijuana being legalized. Black people in the inner cities that I met were actually big-time conservatives. They were still, though, kind of being manipulated. Well, we like Obama because he's black. And this is what the leftists have done over the years from the early 30s. In my movie, Dreams from My Real Father, which most people have seen, I chronicled that Obama's real biological dad was the black Bolshevik, Frank Marshall Davis, out of Chicago, a journalist that the white communists recruited to try to trick black people into coming on to the socialist communist cause. And black people at that time were no fools. They were religious people. They were Christians with strong families. They didn't believe in Marxism because it was atheist. They didn't believe in a class warfare. They believed in love thy neighbor. And in the film, I chronicled how Barack Obama was raised by Frank Marshall Davis, in addition to being his real father. He admits he was raised by him. And Obama followed in his footsteps. He went back to Chicago and was supported by white communists, Developing Communities Project, community organizer, to try to trick black people to become socialists. It really didn't work in the 80s. They were no fools. They rejected Obama. When he ran for Congress in the early 2000s, Obama was rejected. They knew he was a phony. It was only later when he got the big support of Bill Ayers and some of these radicals from the 60s that they promoted a new story. My father's a goat herder from Kenya, so I'm going to bring everyone together. And people started to buy into it. But it's a long, sad history of how the Democrats are actually using black leaders to try to get black people to support them. And I think it's falling apart finally. They realize that the entire Democrat agenda is not in their interest. Let's now go to Scott in Connecticut. Go ahead, Scott. You're on The Alex Jones Show.
Yes. Hi, Joel. I just wanted to say I did see your film, and I thought it was such a it woke me up. I told all my friends. I told my family, who just didn't want to hear it. It's almost like they were actually arguing with me. They didn't want to know. They were afraid to know the truth. And finally, they are knowing the truth, and they finally asked everybody here. And thank you for writing that, doing your research for that. And as far as the Rick Trayvon Martin case, now I'm looking at it from a new perspective. I was a Democrat before years ago, and then I slowly changed to, you know what I mean? So that everything now looks totally new. Everything you're saying, I learned some new things today about,
All right, well, thanks for the call. Look, the mainstream media narrative is very shallow. It's very simplistic. And they want people to kind of buy into it, not think beyond that. Anytime you dig a little bit deeper, you can see there's much more to all this stuff. And, the biggest fake news, the biggest fraudsters, the biggest conspiracy theorists are all the news organizations in 2008 that simply repeated Barack Obama's story that his father was a goat herder from Kenya and he's going to bring us all together with a big transparent government. It was all one big fraud. The truth that we're telling on this show, I think, educates people, and it's very easy to see what went wrong with the Obama years that were so devastating and destructive, particularly to the black community. Black people I talked to in my There's No Place Like Utopia, they said they're just getting poorer. Taxes are going up. Their companies are leaving town. Their kids are, single parent culture, drug culture. And I think that they get it now. They really appreciate that Donald Trump has brought jobs and an economy where people can grow in the free market system and become what they want to be and not be dependent on these welfare programs. And that's why the Democrats are so eager to have open borders, to bring in illegals to replace the black voters and the black people that are not buying into this anymore. That's part of the equation. And it's definitely against the interest of all Americans, especially black community. Thank you for being here on The Alex Jones Show. We'll see you next time.